Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Monday, October 3rd, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I did an impassioned hour-long special transmission yesterday at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central from the road, testing out our new mobile InfoWars Command Center. And I will be going on the road this weekend. Now that we've tested it out and it's ready, I'm going to be going to Dallas, speaking at the True Enemy Compound outside the gates of the private run-for-profit dictatorship command base, the private Federal Reserve in Dallas. Then I'll be at the Federal Reserve Command Base, Parasite Base in Houston, Texas, high noon on Saturday and 10 a.m. in San Antonio on Sunday. And I want everybody to be there because we've had time to analyze this Occupy Wall Street group. And there are a lot of great people that have come out realizing that Wall Street is corrupt. Wall Street set up the CIA. That is the dominant groups in Wall Street. And that they have overthrown this nation. And they have used crony capitalism to transfer our wealth to themselves. The problem is the globalists are masters at gauging when there's already going to be a rebellion and triggering it themselves. And now it's confirmed. Move On, Adbusters, all admitted Democrat Party operatives, George Soros, who gave $5 million to him, they are running this whole thing. You can see the speeches and the occupying events all over the U.S. They're there calling for higher taxes, the re-election of Barack Obama, and getting the rich. Anybody making over $125,000 a year. And, of course, Warren Buffett, who got literally hundreds of billions for his companies in taxpayer bailout money, he's up there saying, I'm rich. I don't pay taxes. That's wrong. And you've got Bill Gates' dad in the One Percenter movie, you know, where the rich kid speaks out against the rich and says, we need socialism. We need to take all the middle class's money. They're the rich people and put it into a loving world government. That'll show the rich people. And, oh, HBO puts it on. The globalists on top have always used pressure from below. You know, you thought George Bush would save you as conservatives. He nailed you to the wall. You thought Obama would give you that free car and that free house when he was financed by Wall Street and by the King banks. And now you've got the very same banks launching the Occupy Wall Street movement so they then could have the Washington Post, the New York Times, all of them give it endless coverage. Whereas 4 years of In the Fed demonstrations get almost zero media coverage because we're actually protesting the real power structure. The Fed is saying capitalism's bad through all their surrogates. The free market's bad. Anybody making $125,000 a year or more, they're evil. Roseanne Barr is out there saying if the rich don't give up their money, cut their heads off. Michael Moore, last week, Luke Radowski ran into him. Kurt Nemo wrote the article, headlined, Michael Moore hearts the Federal Reserve. We're going to go out to break here in a moment, but here is that brief clip. The full video is up at InfoWars.com of Luke Radowski talking to Michael Moore.
Sicko. Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
Give it up for Michael Moore!
I think there's a larger issue. There's a larger issue to deal with.
And the Fed, it's a private bank.
And capitalism, that's the problem. The capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
3 hours later, Ron Paul rally. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to come back and play that clip again and then get to Roseanne Barr. But here's a guy worth hundreds of mil. Here's a guy bankrolled by Hollywood. Here's a guy, Hollywood, getting billions a year, it's now been confirmed, in government product placement, propaganda placements, what I call it. They now call it behavior placement. And here he is just saying capitalism, period. Our entire system. I mean, we know communism and socialism's a nightmare. And that's what this is really all about. And the socialists and the communists, most of them don't even know they're working for the mega bankers who won a monopoly. We're going to come back, break it all down. We got a bunch of guests coming up today as well.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the third day of October 2011. We knew that the establishment would pose as rebels during a key juncture and sell communism and socialism as the only political answer to the crony anti-free market system we currently have today. A few months ago when I stormed the Capitol with demonstrators against the TSA trying to kill the bill that would reinforce the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizure, a gentleman walked up to me who was part of our demonstration. We don't really get permits and then just stand outside events speaking on government-provided loudspeakers. We storm the government buildings, and we go in and demand that our servants act in an accountable way. And the police tend to grovel and back down and do their job and not violate the First Amendment because they don't want to arrest us and give us any attention. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up a little bit later. How we've been exposing the corrupt elements of Wall Street at the top that are anti-free market, that are monopoly men, for 4 years, and the mainstream corporate whore media will not cover it. But these George Soros Democratic Party run events, and they're run. That's now admitted. It's getting total coverage because they're calling for higher taxes. They're calling for an end to capitalism. That means an end to you owning your own business. While the offshore megabanks rule the country. The ultra-rich are for communism at the grassroots, which is really just slavery, and then they're exempt, just like China. It's the apple of the globalist, crony capitalist eye. But this guy came up and he said, Alex, don't call it crony capitalism. Call it crony monopolyism. And he was absolutely right. That's what it is. It's just old-fashioned mafia criminality like Chicago. You don't have a restaurant. You don't have a bar. You don't have a theater, not just only if you pay them off. A lot of times you pay them off for a few years, and finally, the local corrupt system just opens up their own club next to you or forces you to sell to them at gunpoint. And I've talked to big, famous club owners, not just Aaron Russo, but others from Chicago. The cops walk right in and say, start paying me 20% right now or you're dead. I will have my men kill you on the street. We will shoot you in the back of the head when you're in the parking lot. You understand? And then after you've been doing that for a while, they just say, you know what? I'm going to put my guy in here managing and all the money's ours. You complain, your whole family's dead. That's who runs America. That's who runs America. The ATF on record has been caught shipping 2,000 guns in one shipment alone to the Sinaloa drug cartel. And separately, in other federal court cases, the feds have admitted that Sinaloa for 5 years, now almost five and a half, has been authorized to ship in unlimited pure cocaine, even through U.S. border stations and the internal checkpoints. They're told, wave the trucks through. You know what happened to me yesterday? I took the RV we got so I can drive around the country outside of the TSA and spark brush fires in the minds of men and women against tyranny. I decided to test drive it down with my family and Richard Reeves. Was actually, you know, testing it out because it's 11 years old. We got a used one. Got a great deal on it, too. But we've been having to do some repairs on it. Richard Reeves drove it down to the coast with us. And driving down, you just drive through cameras and on the ground and all these lights at night. But driving back up 70 miles into the U.S., we never left the United States. We never got within 6, 7, 8 miles of the border down there in South Padre. Driving back, I ran into the big checkpoint, and they directed us into the lane where everybody gets searched, and we've got the video. I'm going to air it tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Just handed it to Rob Dew, shot it yesterday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, going to the checkpoint. Traffic backed up, hundreds of cars, and they directed us in for the search, and they had the drug dogs going in each car, and I was up there in the front of the RV with the big bus front, And this Border Patrol runs over and says, turn your camera off. And I said, no, it's the First Amendment. You're surveilling us. And he tried to bow up, and I just said, do whatever you're going to do. You're going to see the video tonight. And he said, fine, it's just a request. Another one runs over and says, you know, you mind if I search? And I said, no. He goes, great, I will. And I meant, that's a trick question. I meant, no, you can't search. And I said, listen to me. I know the government ships the drugs in, and you're only here to bust cowboys. And I said, you're not going to violate my Fourth Amendment. And he said, okay, are you U.S. citizens? That's their little cover. They've got these 100 miles in some areas of the country. We were 70-plus miles in. We were driving about 70 miles an hour. We were about 7-8 miles. We're looking at the map right now from the Mexico border. We never went into Mexico. And we're way up the highway. There's all these side roads you could take. They're just there to search everybody. And their claim is we're looking for illegals. They let the illegals go. Homeland Security is on record hiring illegals that they bust in fake raids and giving them green cards. It's just all completely fake. It's all for theater. And they were there running police dogs into every single vehicle. And I just said, look, I've had enough of it. You know what? I know that the government brings the drugs in. And the guy smiled. And he said, well, I still am going to search it. And he came around, opened the door. And I said, well, go ahead and violate my Fourth Amendment. But you're doing this against my Fourth Amendment. And he said, he backed off. And also, again, continued to explain, this government, you know, ships in the drugs. And they can't deny it. I said, you're only here to bust cowboys. Well, I'm not one of them. I don't use your boss's products. And Ron Paul's right. These checkpoints are for the American people. They're not there to stop the illegal aliens. You know, Richard and I were talking about it. It'd be one thing if you had this pure libertarian idea where all the borders were open and every other country had to reciprocate. Mexico has completely draconian laws, internal checkpoints. You're caught, they're illegal, 6 months to a year hard labor. Beat up, suck the money out of you. But that's okay. But America's wide open to people driving down the wages and not forcing Mexico to have a true revolution. The big banks have been down there for decades financing communism as the answer to the crony fascist, you know, the few families that run Mexico. When have you ever turned loose the true free market of the Mexican people and ever? I mean, Mexico is one giant Chicago. Mexico is one giant Chicago. And if you're not part of one of the big mega corporations or you're not part of one of the big families, you don't do business. You're a Federal Reserve Fortune 100 in Chicago, the cops will lick your boots up one side and down the other. But you're some mom and pop startup, you are going to be shook down. That's how America works. Now, I digress. That's coming up on InfoWars Nightly News this evening. And I didn't like having to get in those guys' face with my small children with me. But my wife, I'm saying, you know, I kind of feel good and bad. I did that. She goes, no, we can't live in a fascist country. And she got in their face, too. That's coming up tonight. We're not drug dealers. We don't work with the U.S. government that runs the giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, like Dyncorp and Halliburton do with impunity. We're the American people. We want freedom. We know what you are. We see you. We understand who you are. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. The magnitude of the news and information I have now for you, the import of it is so gargantuan, so colossal, so awe-inspiring in its importance that I want to really just have a moment of silence here to get everybody's attention. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? I'm going to ask you again. Do I have your attention? I told you the Arab Spring was going to be staged, and I told you it was being staged, and the usual suspects, the foundation-funded left and others, attacked us and said that we were liars. Now, it's all confirmed. State Department, U.S. government, NATO, they're staging it in Egypt, in Syria, in Libya. Friend, foe, globalist dictator, doesn't matter. They're destabilizing the region. ahead of a big Middle East war, if the bankers need it to make everybody rally around the flags in the West and give up our rights to banker austerity during a big war that leads right to the steps of China and right to the steps of Russia. While the very same bankers are investing in both those countries, they're planning on playing humanity off against each other. I told you Obama was financed by Wall Street and was going to continue everything Bush did. I was the big evil right winger. Remember, now Democrats have apologized to me en masse. So I want to talk to conservatives. I want to talk to liberals. I want to talk to people that are on the mainline plantation that go to a buffet that has two choices and don't demand more, who live in a narrow paradigm. How do you think the private Federal Reserve is going to take this country over? Same way they've done in Europe. They control the opposition. When the left's in, they control the right. When the right's in, they control the left. The only opposition that's ever branded by media, mainstream dominant media, that's not as dominant as it used to be, that's why they're moving fast right now, because they know they're losing control, is always gives attention to socialist and communist, and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' dad, and Bill Gates and Al Gore saying we need an Arab Spring a month ago, lecturing us all day about how the rich that make most of the money worldwide, you know, pay almost no taxes. The very same rich people, the Bill Gateses, the Warren Buffetts, they all lobbied for the exemptions on the taxes. Somebody making $125,000 a year is paying over 40% in federal tax after they've gotten rid of the write-offs. They claim it's 35%. So I'm going to explain. We're going to get Watts on at 30 after on Skype. I'm going to explain this, what's really happening with Occupy Wall Street. This is the big bankers steering the debate and occupying ahead of time demonstrations against the banksters they knew were coming. Okay, Paul Watson's going to be with us for this short segment, a little bit into the next, and then I'm going to reset and try to really take the hundreds of different data points and proof I have of this and present it. But it's very simple. The mega banks make most of their money in big government bailouts and through their control, the issuance of currency and credit. They go out and, especially with the socialist-trained college students that are also financed by the big banks and indebted to them, they go out and tell them, rich people are the problem. We need to have a 60% tax rate in this country. And then you'll get lots of free goodies. And, of course, they never get the free goodies. We've watched this being done in third world country after third world country, and now in first world countries. Now in Europe, they don't even say it's for socialism. They say, we're cutting all your benefits and all the money's going to pay for derivatives that the banks created. And Cameron, the British Prime Minister, is in the news today. That's coming up saying, I don't care if 85% or more of the British people want a referendum to get us out of the euro. We're staying in it. The headline is, because I think we need to be in it. This is what we're talking about, a global financial dictatorship, a bank of the world that you pay carbon taxes to. And they've got Al Gore, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Herman Cain, all of them. I mentioned Glenn Beck, all of them promoting a VAT and sales tax right now, both of them, to, quote, pay our debts, get out of debt. The $14 trillion's nothing. $27-plus trillion's been given to offshore banks. But the public is so ignorant, they don't understand this. Conservatives are ignorant, but when you get down to your, quote, average liberal, these aren't liberals at all. And they're running around saying, in fact, let's just play the Michael Moore before we go to him. They're running around, this is Luke Radowski last week talking to Michael Moore, and he says, the problem isn't the Federal Reserve. The problem is capitalism. We need to go after capitalism. Just this general, the tens of thousands of companies traded on the stock exchange, they're all evil. Anybody who's into free market, they're bad. This is what Warren Buffett and all of them put out. People that get banker bailout money, they want more tax money. It's called austerity in Europe, in Greece, here, paid to them. It's so elementary. It's so elementary. Let's play the clip.
Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
I think there's a larger issue. There's a larger issue to deal with.
End the Fed. It's a private bank.
End capitalism. That's the problem. Capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
Capitalism has to go. Okay, folks, have you seen Soviet Russia? Have you seen Chinese China, communist Chinese China? Have you seen what the communists have done to the Chinese people? I mean, where it's a handful of generals and a few million inner party members that rule everybody, kill political dissidents and take their organs. Do you have any idea what collectivism's like? I mean, you have no freedom. And now, notice now we're going into collectivism. The big banks are funding the carbon taxes. They're funding the fake environmental groups. They're funding the takeover and federalization of your local school, the federalization of your police, teaching you collectivism. Because if they can't get you in debt, they're just not going to let you have a business. They're going to raise the taxes so high to where only they can operate and they're exempt. This is bondage. And I'm going to go to Paul right now, but I want you to listen to me. This country, the bankers are trying to put us into communism. Not just socialism. We're already pretty much socialist. Already more than half of the general public's money is paid in taxes, and half the public pays no federal taxes. We've already got 50 million people on food stamps. Our journey to slavery is already there. They're now shutting the economy off, post-industrial world, and taking a giant horde of welfare people and folks with government jobs who don't know why their paycheck doesn't buy them what it used to. They don't know about the Federal Reserve devaluing the dollar. They don't know about geopolitical movements. They don't know what austerity is. They don't know what banker dictatorship is. All they know is the mainstream media is telling them, vote for higher taxes, the rich people are exempt. Well, yeah, because the rich people wrote the rules. And they became rich by running government-controlled monopolies. And also have, we're going to bring, come back to Watson. I also get these emails constantly saying, poor Alex doesn't understand that communism, socialism, and fascism are different things. Really? You mean in the last 110 years you've been taught this false political paradigm? I happen to have read Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. I happen to have read Men in Power as a Political Retrospective by German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. I happen to have read hundreds and hundreds of publications and books written by them. And they openly, when they're communicating with each other, explain. They're into command and control, tyranny. I'm into liberty. That's the real polar opposite, not liberal and conservative. They always seek to create socialism and communism at the grassroots to get you dependent. Socialism leading into communism, while they are exempt and offshore and transfer your wealth to them. They're exempt. They're tax-free. Tax-free foundations. The ultra-rich always finance the communist. You are banker-run. Wall Street created.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you okay, done? Paul Watson is our guest. If you were on the Drudge Report yesterday afternoon, you saw the big, huge headline. Occupy Wall Street protesters call for re-election of Obama. And George Soros, all the different organizations, Move On, that he's given $5 million to, the Democratic Party-affiliated Adbusters, who are openly anti-free market, they all admittedly started this Occupy Wall Street. Now, you notice there's been 4 years of in the Fed demonstrations, and we get zero or close to zero media coverage. It doesn't matter if we have 1,000 people at some of these rallies in front of the Federal Reserve. The army in plain clothes gets called out on us. That's been leaked. Because we're actually protesting the inner group that controls the issuance of currency and credit, that created the derivatives, that overthrows nations all over the world, that's sucking the euro and the people of Europe into a admitted dictatorship, and Bloomberg and CNBC are saying it's good to have a financial dictatorship. Ireland, their central bank head, said it's good to be, quote, ruled by foreign banks. And they've got Michael Moore at the Wall Street event. They've got Roseanne Barr, I've got her clip coming up, saying if the rich don't pay more taxes and give up their money, they're going to have their heads chopped off. Now, they don't mean the real ultra-rich like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that are out there publicly funding all these groups. Or Warren Buffett, who's gotten hundreds of billions for his Berkshire Hathaway subsidiaries, Bank of America, he owns a big part of, along with Wells Fargo. No, they openly want austerity, that is tax increases, to, quote, pay off the derivatives debts that Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I mean, I could play the clips. We've written articles about it. I could play the clips over and over again of Glenn Beck on with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly's saying, I think we need a national sales tax. And Glenn Beck's like, I agree with you, but I think we need both VAT and sales. They got Herman Cain, former head of the Federal Reserve at Kansas City, running around saying the Federal Reserve is your friend. And Ron Paul's a nut. Six mega banks have taken the country over. They've taken over our military. They've run up our bills. They're bankrupting us. And they publicly fund a bunch. And I've watched the speeches from L.A. to New York to Boston. At least the speeches the news is putting on, they're like, we want higher taxes and Obama to be elected. Well, sure enough, they're... Paul Watson joins us. Obama machine prepares to hijack Occupy Wall Street. Yeah, well, you don't really hijack something you kicked off. They know when there's about to be a rebellion. They know when folks are waking up. The Federal Reserve comes out last week and says they're surveilling all their opposition. They're watching all their opposition. They're tracking all their opposition. That's the real enemy, not capitalism, not the free market. It's big mega banks that are exempt from taxes and issue the currency and credit, that write the federal regulations and have their people in every power position, who've stolen $27 trillion in bailout money. And we've got all these college students who can't get jobs, can't pay off their college. Globalism, NAFTA, GATT has destroyed them, that both parties pushed through to move everything to China. And we're going to a Chinese model where it's socialism and communism mixed together at the bottom, where we're all dependent on the state and they've got bureaucrats over us. And then the elites sit back and are above the law. Where General Electric can operate its power plants, but nobody else can. Where if you're a donor to the inner party, you can keep your GM dealership, but if you aren't, you can't. Or you can get tens of billions of dollars in green energy credits and never even build a thing. And openly dance around and say it's a post-industrial America. Ha, ha, ha. If you're not part of the club, you're not operating a business. This is mafia government. And they've got a bunch of well-meaning, surly college kids who make me want to throw up with their ignorance. But so do the mainline Republicans running around telling me how Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are going to save them. You know, Paul's written a lot of articles on this. I've played the clips. I could play you probably an hour straight of Glenn Beck and others promoting sales taxes and VAT to pay off what this country owes. We don't owe this stinking money. We're an engine of success. Our supposed debt the bankers have manipulated us into is $14 trillion. We gave the stinking bankers 16.6 secret and another 11 or so that they want that's public. 27 trillion. We haven't gotten numbers in 2 years. And these idiots are in the street saying, get the rich people. The ultra mega world rulers literally have your tax money paid to them, you idiot. They hold the whole world hostage. They've screwed everything over. They're working with collectivists in China and everywhere else. And you're sitting there saying, put more cyanide in the water. All right, I'm going to go to Paul Watson, who's broken this down. But I'll tell you this. They're bringing a mixture of communist socialist system to America, backed up with a police state grid. Conservatives will give up their rights in the name of fighting terror. Liberals will give it up in the name of socialism. And that's what the CFR head wrote years ago. Paul, you ought to republish that stuff where Richard N. Haas talks about it. They got it all figured out. And right when they know we're waking up to Wall Street and the incredible inequity, they say, Wall Street says, okay, raise taxes on us. They have all these rich guys go, I'm exempt from taxes. That's not right. Well, you know what? I'm not exempt from taxes. You make $125,000 a year. When you talk about all the different write-offs they've gotten rid of, it's 45%, Bubba Jack, that I pay. That's not counting all the other taxes. Trying to run this operation. And anybody who's had a business knows that. except the globalists who are exempt. Now, I'm going to go to Paul Watson now to break this down. Paul, I took 2 weeks to analyze this, to watch it. I knew Soros was involved, but I still knew in the Fed was trying to get in there. We were trying to point out the real problem. I've confirmed now that anybody talking about liberty or wearing an Obama Joker shirt is told, hit the door, hit the bricks, buddy, hit the street. They're now chop rich people's heads off. In capitalism, there is no doubt this is banker-financed French Revolution. This is not 1776. This is the opposite, my friend. And we, and that's why I'm making the big announcement. And it, folks, if you want to beat the communists that are banker-run, you better go to every Federal Reserve station this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And don't wait for orders from headquarters. They end the Fed up in Dallas. Great people. Just be there 6 o'clock Friday. In the Fed, Houston. Be there in Houston, high noon, Saturday. 10 a.m. Sunday at the Federal Reserve in San Antonio. Or have it whenever you want. Just be there. I'll promote it. Email us the events. We need nationwide to get call the media, local media. Make them cover it. Talk radio. This is who's doing it. This is who's cheating us. This is who teams up with the government. This is the problem. Paul Watson, I'm telling you, it really hit me. This is it. But when it really happens, you're dumbfounded for a moment. This is the bankers trying to trigger, like judo, and use all the anger we're throwing at them and turn it around and bring in total collectivism to fully wipe out their competition and fully get us dependent. I mean, they're making their big move, worldwide revolution. The mainstream whore media is calling this American Revolution. They're dubbing it, saying it's great. That's your big telltale sign why demonizing in the Fed and sicking secret police on us. I mean, it's on, Watson. It's on.
Well, Alex, the big dirty secret behind this Occupy Wall Street event, which is not to say that there are a lot of well-meaning people involved in it, but once again, they've been conned, is the fact that the Occupy Wall Street tax proposal, the one that they're all out in the street advocating, is backed by Wall Street itself. You can go on the Occupy Wall Street official website, what they're calling the official website, and one of their demands is for the Obama administration through Congress to, quote, pass the Buffett rule on fair taxation so the rich pay their fair share. And that demand is posted on their own website. The only problem with that is the Buffett tax rule is the one that the Obama administration itself bought and paid for by Wall Street, 2008 Obama campaign, Goldman Sachs over $1 million donation, JP Morgan over $800,000. Again, in 2012, Obama's campaign is even more reliant on Wall Street funding. Of course, his entire cabinet is made up largely of people who made their living, made their reputation on the back of Wall Street. The Obama administration completely Wall Street owned. And what do we read out of Bloomberg News just a couple of days ago? Quote, no differences exist between the Obama administration and billionaire investor Warren Buffett on the principles of a White House tax proposal that bears his name, Jay Carney, President Barack Obama's spokesman, told Bloomberg just a couple of days ago. So we've got this so-called fair tax proposal being promoted by Warren Buffett and the Obama administration, which is completely bought and paid for by Wall Street. So why is it also being advocated by so-called anti-Wall Street protesters?
Well, that's the incredible brazenness of the chutzpah, or just the bravado, the hubris, where the mega banks, the same ones that have hijacked the U.S., are openly in Europe saying democracy's wrong in Germany, we're going to get rid of even more of the pension funds that the Germans have been forced to pay into. We're going to slash the social safety net, which they paid into socialism. They took their money, and it's got to all go to the bankers to, quote, prop up the too big to fail. You've got to pull up the BBC. Remember 6 months ago, Paul, where it was a headline, head of Irish Central Bank says it's good Ireland now run by foreign banks. And they went overnight from being the fastest growing, best positioned, lowest debt to, just, oh, you signed on to the euro. You're bankrupt now. You just signed on to our derivatives. I mean, Iceland is the only country to effectively beat it. So far, and the fight's still on, I saw in the news today, the Icelanders figured it out and said, this debt isn't ours, and forced an audit and found out that 92% wasn't their debt. And they said, go ahead and sue us, British Crown. Go ahead and sue us, Bank of England. Go ahead and sue us, EU. Your bankers owe this money. We're going to arrest the banker heads, the finance minister. And the finance minister left the country. It's same thing, 90%+ of the Irish. The money's not owed by them or the government. 90%+ here, 90%+. It's the same actuary. And it's so naked that they're on. I mean, when you see ABC News, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Warren Buffett on every channel every week saying it's not right that I don't pay any taxes. We need to pass my rule that raises it on people making $125,000 a year. And then these hippies send me emails going, if you think middle class is $125,000, you're crazy. We do need to take their money. You idiots. You could take all the domestic rich people's money in the U.S. It would amount to $2 trillion. It wouldn't run the country for one stinking year. And then all the wealth's gone. The people that come to your hotels, that go to your restaurants, that go to your golf courses, that get their nails done. I mean, you don't understand. The globalists do. They want a post-industrial, post-consumerist world. Is the consumer thing wrong? Has it gone too far? Yeah, but that's not freedom. That's just people getting decadent on the cheap credit of the beginning of the Ponzi scheme 12 years ago when they sucked us into it, and the globalists using Madison Avenue to get us to sell out for baubles. But then it isn't like communism is some new wonderful thing. We need to get back to self-sufficiency, local sustainability, true free market, true decision making. And you notice, under Obama, raiding the Amish, raiding people selling tomatoes, raiding people with gardens, it's on. Agenda 21, global corporate domination, shutting down farms and ranches. I mean, Paul, the magnitude. And I'm an idiot. You know, 2 weeks ago, I knew Soros was involved. I went and looked it up. I watched the groups leading it with their Democrat mindless chants, the vapid eyes, like, it's time to take the money from the rich, behead them, the one percenters. I knew in the Fed was there trying to vie, and hey, it's the Federal Reserve. It's not capitalism. It's bad. But you watch CNN, MSNBC, Paul. It's all capitalism did this. Capitalism did this. Capitalism. No, we got away from capitalism more and more in 1913. We have a mega private central bank running things. It's in control. It's robbing and looting everything openly. I mean, the Federal Reserve, what 6 months ago came out and said, the CFR came out and recommended a VAT and a sales tax and a carbon tax to pay our debt to them. And then they got a gaggle of idiots in the streets, and then they send me emails lecturing me how I work for Wall Street. I don't own one stinking stock. I don't have any Wall Street sponsors. I'm 100% sponsored by my listeners. I'm against tyranny. I'm against unfair monopoly groups, mafias running our world, and you stupid, stupid so-called liberals make me want to throw up your insane ignorance, and you moron mainline Republicans, you make me want to vomit on you as well. When all of your chief whores, all of them, every stinking one of them is pushing new taxes to pay off what we owe. And I'm sorry, Paul, but you've got all the links in your articles where the whole thing is Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. Bill Gates' dad is in this 1% movie, a film by Jamie Johnson, where the rich kid comes out against the corruption of the elite, and he blames free market for it. No, most of these families made their money in sweetheart deals with government contracts with my tax money. This isn't some defector from the ultra-rich. This is a top-level ultra-rich person doing what granddaddy did, learning how to con the general public into going into the rat's nest, thinking they're getting out of it. Go ahead, Paul.
Here's a quote, Alex, from the Wall Street Journal. Quote, roughly 90% of the tax filers who would pay more under Mr. Obama's plan, this is the plan being advocated by Occupy Wall Street and Warren Buffett, on millionaires, and 99.99% on billionaires. So again, it's the middle class. It's not Warren Buffett or Wall Street corporations that are going to be hurt most by this Occupy Wall Street solution that they're calling for. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway still owes taxes from 10 years ago. You know, he's the ultimate Wall Street insider, third richest man on the planet. Buffett and most of the top corporations pay virtually no income tax, not because of some law that hasn't passed that's going to decimate the middle class, but because they park their wealth in offshore tax havens. That's why they get to avoid the income tax. So all this crap about 1% is absolute nonsense. This is going to decimate the middle class.
And that's why.
His own Wells Fargo caught laundering $376 billion in narcotics money in 2 years alone. They paid a $111 million fine on it. That was something like 0.3%. It's like you rob a bank, you pay a $3,000 fine. It is completely asinine. And, Paul, we are going up against the Federal Reserve. We're actually going up against a group who came out last week and said they're surveilling the American people. We're actually going up against a group that is completely ruthless and actually hijacked this nation and killed Kennedy when he tried to stop them. If people want to go after the real corporate fascists, the monopoly men, this is it, Paul. This is it. And we're going straight into the belly of the beast, and it's time to have an Occupy the Federal Reserve. What do you think of that?
Well, we're not just cynically dismissing all the Occupy Wall Street people and saying, oh, let's just do nothing. We're offering a real alternative solution that actually targets the focus of the problem. I mean, we had people back in August with the London riots saying we were bad for not supporting a group of thugs, you know, stealing trainers from JD Sports.
And that's meant to make protesters look bad. Stay there, absolutely. The global bankers are hijacking a movement against the bankers through their normal suspects, a bunch of well-meaning commies. Now, I want to be clear here. If you want to put a Tobin tax on the big mega brokerage firms and the Federal Reserve, I'd all be for it to pay off the debt. Of course, you'd just be paying the money right back to them. It's fraudulent. You got to write it off. And I want to be clear. There are a lot of good people in this Occupy Wall Street movement. But the Move On, George Soros, they all admit they're trying to hijack it because they know they've got to lead the opposition. George Soros gets banker bailout money. He brags about having a great crisis. Europe is going under serious austerity. I'm not one of these fake right wingers that supports the banksters saying cut everybody's pensions and things that you've paid into to pay the bankers. See, the mainline Republicans are saying that with austerity. They get one half, and the Democrats call in and say raise taxes on the middle class, and in between them, what is it, Jack Spratt could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean, so between the two of them, they lick the platter clean. That's how this dialectic works. Take Roseanne Barr. I've read about her. I know she's involved in a lot of good causes. Not a bad person. I was planning to play a clip of her. I know Max Kaiser had her on. And I understand what she's saying. Either the rich start paying some more taxes or they get their heads chopped off. But are you talking about the guy that makes $1 million a year and has 300 employees down the road at the cement factory or whatever that he started when he was 25 years old with one truck? I happen to know a guy like that. And literally worked his fingers to the bone, doesn't even have fingerprints because the lime ate him off. Talking about that guy with hundreds of employees? Or are you talking about Warren Buffett, who got banker bailout money? By the way, there are demonstrations against Bank of America, against the corrupt mortgages. Now, that's, I support that. So I need to be clear. There's a lot of good stuff happening here. And when Bank of America takes people's houses that are paid for, they don't even have a deed to, like in Florida, they do deserve to go to prison. But I don't want to start talking about cutting heads off. But I understand where Roseanne Barr is going with this. But the elite want to cut the middle class's head off instead of actually, they're going to throw the system to the wolves because they want to get rid of what's left of the free market. Paul, you've got the floor in the last few minutes of this, the next 5 minutes. Then we're going to get a report from Rob Jacobson there on the streets in New York. I flew him up there with another reporter here out of our office. And then we also have Darren McBreen's going to be down there covering the Occupy Austin at the city council. That'll all be staged with their people down there this Thursday. And we've also got other reporters. And I'm going to Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. You finish up in the next few minutes. You've got so many quotes, so much proof. And I'm just so tired of seeing well-meaning people getting conned by this, Paul.
Well, I mean, the words that John Lennon sung when he said in the song Revolution, you know, you say you want a revolution, but then you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao. Well, if you listen to some of the interviews, and we're not saying this is all the people, but it's definitely a significant portion. You go watch the Kokesh interview that was posted in the article yesterday, and you look at some of the signs these people are carrying, the red flags, the communist motifs, then alarm bells start ringing. Because they talk about using the state to violently enforce their belief system. which, if you read the Occupy Wall Street website, is the Obama agenda. That's why in these interviews they want to re-elect Obama, who is the ultimate Wall Street puppet. They openly advocate his tax agenda, as we've just talked about. And then you look at who is actually coming in to steer the protests, and it's MoveOn.org, which is a Democratic Party front, massive backer of Obama, bankrolled his 2008 campaign, fully behind him in 2012. And of course, that campaign was funded by JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. His entire cabinet is full of Wall Street operatives, Lauren Summers, Caldera, Michael Froman. So why is a group that helped get Wall Street insiders to power now announcing its involvement in anti-Wall Street protesters? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever unless these protests are being manipulated.
Stay there. We're going to come back with more intel from Paul Watson. It's simple. They implode America, pose as the saviors, and then fully destroy America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, popping in with Obama and the globalists effectively just getting rid of the borders entirely is William Gein for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Max Kaiser pops in for 30 minutes. I will open the phones up as well. Specifically, do you disagree with me on this Occupy Wall Street? I don't know how you could, but if you do, I'd like to hear from you. If you agree, and how do we reach out to these well-meaning people who really think communism and socialism is a good thing? My God, it killed a couple hundred million people last century. The total humiliation. A bunch of government party members living in palaces while everything we've worked for gets stolen from us. And it's always big banks funding it. My God, they're trying it here. We've got to defeat these globalists. I mean, we've got to get them out of power and punish them because they're not going to stop. You think I want to go up and protest the Fed? You think I like it? You notice I don't go out in public a lot because I like just electronically working, getting the word out. You think I like going up against the Federal Reserve? But it's a dark, misty staircase. I've got to go up into the room with the Cyclops, folks. I've got to go up. I've got to follow this path because every time I look at my children, look at anybody else's children, I realize they've got to have people to defend them. They got to have people that'll do the research. They've got to have strong minds that aren't weak-minded. And as men, we've got to step up. But we are fighting pure, unmitigated, deceptive evil. You think the bankers are just going to come in and steal everything and then just sit there? No, they're going to come in and run the opposition and go, I know how to defeat the bankers. Raise taxes on the general public and pay it to us who are exempt. And then they publicly run it. And then I publicly can't get the little hippies to wake up. I can't get the Glenn Beck people or Rush Limbaugh people to wake up either. They just love being conned. Limbaugh just says all of Wall Street's perfect. Bailouts are wonderful. Same thing with Glenn Beck. No, that's wrong. That's communism for them. It's stealing. All you so-called conservatives that won't wake up, you're going to allow this to come down in America. They're going to kill a bunch of us, man. They're going to steal everything. You better get aware of that. These people, this is a red terror the globalists want in this country. They want to knock out America. They want death camps. They've been setting it up with Homeland Security. They want to bring in a hot terror, a red terror in this country. And then they'll knock the commies out after they're done killing, 50 million people and then put in some new fascist system. Commies are used to exterminate and relay the land. Then they bring in the corporate reform after with the public that's learned, how to behave. Paul Watson, finish up. I'm sorry I'm ranting here.
Well, I mean, you played the clip earlier, Alex, of Michael Moore, saying the Fed's irrelevant and all the Occupy Wall Street people cheer him. Why are the ideologues of this movement people like Michael Moore? This is a multi-millionaire who poses as this working class hero, a big fat slug who tells everyone
he's
else
he's worth hundreds of millions.
And now he's trying to control the narrative of this Occupy Wall Street movement by claiming it's about, quote, ending capitalism.
Look, the guy's CIA. You could take one look at him. He's Ford Foundation jacked up. He is a slug who knows full well what he's doing. The man is a traitor.
But, I mean, he seems to be enjoying capitalism quite a bit. He owns several million-dollar beach houses, charges $50,000 to give speeches, has hissy fits when he's not treated like royalty, and then puts on this fake public persona of being the down-to-earth man of the people. And they all cheer him for it, and I'm just not buying it. I'm tired of being a sucker. And, I mean, we called it with the Arab Spring. We said that the situation in Egypt was being manipulated. You know, a year later, the people in Egypt have got virtually no freedoms. It led to the Libya situation where they were called protesters and it gave the green light for the NATO bombardment. We were proven right about that.
Stay there. I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes on the other side to finish recapping that we were right again. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. They turn rebels loose or protesters. They say this is the rightful government. And that's what our media is doing. They're saying this Occupy Wall Street, they're right, raise taxes. The people have spoken. America, you wanted higher taxes paid to foreign banks. And the hippies will all skip along. We won, we won. You people make me sick. Bunch of warmongers.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be getting Rob Jacobson on to pop in later. Some new Federal Reserve funded Occupy Wall Street demonstrations are going on in New York. Rob is from New York, from Brooklyn. So we have dispatched him out there. He's scheduled to be popping in soon with us. Also, we got a call from Sean Stone, of course, TV and documentary filmmaker, son of Oliver Stone. He's down there. We're going to be interviewing him. We have some big surprise guests. It looks like will be popping in on the transmission tomorrow. If you just joined us, we're finishing up with Paul Joseph Watson right now. And Paul, recap the continuum of all this. You've got a guy worth $200 million, campaigns for Obama. Obama is the most pure Wall Street candidate we've ever seen. McCain was horrible, but the point is Obama was their man. His whole thing is run by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is absorbing most of Wall Street that isn't part of the insider club. The SEC shuts down all of their competition. They are above the law. They can launder all the drug money they want, the big six banks. Warren Buffett gets caught laundering $376 billion, Bloomberg reported, gets in no trouble. And then lectures us on every news program I turn on without even looking. And I watch very little TV. He must be on every day. Every time I'm in a hotel room, in a restaurant, listening to the news, it's him lecturing how the rich pay basically no taxes. And they advertise, GE pays no taxes. They run the President's Economic Council because they wrote the stinking rules. They're exempt. If some guy worth $5 million, you see it in the news, tries to go do one of those tax shelters, he gets arrested even though it's not illegal. Just like they have checkpoints all over the country looking for drugs, but the ATF allows the Sinaloa cartel to bring in, it was something like hundreds of tons over 5 years. It's to shut down their competition. And the spectacle that I've seen on the news, which the media is giving the attention to, they're giving almost no attention to people occupying Bank of America, pointing out they take houses where they don't have the mortgage on, or that it's all fraudulent. That's good. No, they ignore all the In the Fed protests going on for 4 years and that are currently going on in Denver. I found out they're going on in Denver. They're going on in Boston, but it's only on local news things or on local news sites or on YouTube. It's nowhere in the mainstream media. Now, again, why? 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 Because we're protesting the real power structure. And I'm going to get Aaron Dykes today to get a report out on Infowars.com, a proper press release. We need to get out to all the activists. I'm going to be in Dallas this Friday night, 6 o'clock. I'll do 2 hours of the show. Have Aaron sit in the third hour and do the nightly news that night. I'm going to get on the bus with Rob Dew and others. I'm going to drive up to Dallas. I'm going to give a speech at the Federal Reserve building there where in 2008, about 300, 400 people showed up. I want to get the local and the Fed to come out. Please, all of you. Then I'm driving down to Houston at the Federal Reserve building in Houston. We'll post all the addresses and all that. That'll be high noon till 2 o'clock, noon to 2. I want to see everybody down there. And then I'm going to get in the bus and I'm going to drive down in San Antonio 10 to 11:30 a.m. because we got to get back for the Sunday show. at the Federal Reserve building there. We're going to go directly to the private bankers that are so powerful they pose as the government, and the government's in debt to them through fraud. We're going directly to the crony monopoly men. They're not even crony capitalists. That term's not even proper. These are, it has nothing to do with capitalism. It's a mafia that's exempt and controls the issuance of currency and credit that now finances through George Soros and Warren Buffett groups running around calling to raise taxes, VAT sales taxes on everybody to pay, quote, off the debt to the bankers. We've got to get this out to the public. A lot of people are awake. Drudge Report yesterday. The biggest link you can have on the internet. We're going to show this later. We have a screenshot of it. The biggest link you can have on the internet is the big giant top banner, you know, all the way across the page. There it is. Protesters call for re-election of Obama. Drudge Report. That was last night until about 7 a.m. this morning. I asked my web guys. We got about a million extra visitors. Not hits. A million extra visitors off that. It's now moved down to the third story in the middle column. And that's a big deal because that article exposes the left-right paradigm, the whole deal, how it works. It's got updates on it. Occupy Wall Street tax proposal is backed by Wall Street itself. Make sure you add that as an update number two, Paul, to your article. Aren't you glad I called you Sunday morning and said, you got to get the article out. You got to send it to Drudge. I called Paul at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. And he got on it. He got it done. And that is the biggest thing in the internet you can get is the Mega Supreme Godzilla link. Thank you, Drudge, for being a true patriot and helping us fight the globalist and shattering the left-right paradigm. Because Drudge knows we have no future if we don't do this. Paul, I'm going to go to Jacobson, who's on the ground in New York. You've got a few minutes. Recap what we're facing here.
Well, if you read that article that was on Drudge, it points out how currently the narrative is being steered by these big leftist foundations who are in bed with Wall Street. For example, I mean, there's a sign that somebody's carrying around there. It says, quote, a government is an entity which holds the monopolistic right to initiate force. Now, does that sound like a grassroots bottom-up revolution or does it sound like top-down tyranny? That's the kind of narrative that's now being created. And MoveOn.org, the big foundation that backs, finances Obama, the Wall Street puppet, has now announced its intention to completely steer and hijack these protests starting this week. So that's what your Fed End the Fed protest is all about. It's about taking back the narrative and steering it towards protesting the real financial terrorists, like, as you mentioned, with the banks, the mortgages, and of course, the Federal Reserve. So that's what it's all about. It's not about people like Michael Moore and ending capitalism. That's a diversion. That's only going to enslave the middle class to a greater degree. And as my article documents, Buffett, Bill Gates, all these top corporations that pay virtually no tax, all their wealth is offshore. They will not be subject to this so-called fair tax rule that these Occupy Wall Street activists are trying to get through. It applies 90% of the people who will have to go through it are not even millionaires. They're just middle-class business owners and people who are trying to make a living. That's who's going to get hit by this.
Paul, you live in England. Tell folks what percentage, with all the taxes added, you pay.
The VAT was 17.5% value-added tax. That goes on to almost every purchase. It went up to 20% a few years ago. So you pay 20% extra in petrol, everything basically aside from clothing, you pay it on food. And of course, the income tax, which in Europe is some of the highest ever, the income tax at the moment in Britain is 50% for everything you earn over, I believe it's £60,000. So you're not going to get a sales tax and then they're going to remove the income tax. You're going to get both. That's exactly what happened in Europe. And then they're just going to keep increasing it after that.
And so I told folks for 15 years that was coming. And now I have to hear Bortz and others backpedaling as Herman Cain supports all three taxes. I tell you, there's no end to their evil.
And it's just about trying to get through to these leftists who's controlling their message, because MoveOn.org supports Obama, who is a creature of Wall Street. His entire cabinet is Wall Street. His 2012 campaign is Wall Street. So why are they backing his re-election? It makes no sense unless they've been completely subverted and deluded by these big foundations that are in bed with Wall Street and are part of the global elite. And it all goes back to Brzezinski, to Bloomberg saying they knew in advance that riots were coming and they had to control them because there was a global political awakening going on. If you want to look at a real genuine revolution. Look at Greece. You know, they've been in revolt for nearly 2 years. They know the enemy. They're stopping the IMF World Bank vultures from entering their public buildings. They're not talking about re-electing the very same people who were in league with the vultures, which is what...
No, they're talking about basically politically stringing up Papandreou. They're literally beating up and egging and dragging out bankers anywhere they're found. IMF World Bank vultures, not their corner bank. They're not going to a local resort owned by a Greek who employs 500 people and beating him up. They're going after the insiders.
So, yeah, it's just about having a little, being able to hold more than one thought in your head at one time and realizing that, you know, the so-called Arab Spring was manipulated from the beginning. The London riots, that was called the onset of a new revolution. We dismissed that at the time. We said it was basically a flash mob riot. Again, we were proven right with that. And with this, when it's being pushed by the very interests who are in bed with Wall Street, it's not anti-Wall Street. So these leftists really need to get that through their heads and join the activists who are already chanting end the Fed and protesting against the banks.
Well, Wall Street is an incredibly diverse tens of thousands of companies. It's six big mega banks. You talk to a regular trader, even at a prominent company that's not insider, they'll tell you the insiders are using regulators to shut them down. This general thing of capitalism and Wall Street and any company that has stocks and bonds is automatically bad. This is pure baloney. You know, many cities, public works and things are traded as bonds and things on Wall Street. You know, people's pension funds. This is baloney. This is the bankers, the inner group, using the crisis to take out the local regional banks and other companies. It's all about monopoly. And I've got some good news from Rob Jacobson, who is with us. He's saying it is a hoax. The main in the... Occupy Wall Street people are in the fetters. They know what's going on, but the media is giving attention to the dumbed down commie type folks. We're going to come back and talk to Rob Jacobson. He's been there all day on the streets talking to people. He's going to be there for the next few days reporting from down there. We've also got Luke Radowski set to pop in the next few days, doing a great job as well, reporting for Infowars.com. And we're going to be exposing the real Fed here, but I cannot stress enough. It's the Federal Reserve running this whole thing. The Agenda 21, the NAFTA, the GATT, the police state. It's all run by them. They run the country. They've hijacked it. They're the ones. They're the enemy. They're the New World Order. Listen to Ron Paul. They're the people. By the way, I've heard KRS-One. We got contacted. He'd probably be coming back on the show. He's doing a nationwide tour for Ron Paul. Esau, you know, is a great black icon rapper that Obama was fake before the election had even happened. He knows Ron Paul. Man, come on. The whole system's after Ron Paul. It's obvious. He's the man. The whole spectrum is after him. Paul Watson, great job. Keep hitting him hard. Rob Jacobson coming up on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, you can tell that I'm wound up. And it's because the Federal Reserve is running this operation. And they announced last week, we knew 2 weeks before, that they're spying on the American people and those that criticize them. They're making a list of them. Well, good. Put my John Hancock up at the top. These people want to shut down our farms and ranches, everything. They want total control. They've set up NAFTA and GATT to shut us down. They write white papers about a post-industrial America. This isn't some boss hog good old boy over us. These are wicked people. And they cannot stand us identifying them. They've got the Republicans and Democrats bought. They don't have you and I bought. They don't have Ron Paul bought. What they've done is so outrageous, and it's outrageous that they're trying to take over the demonstrations. Now, he's down there, and this is what I saw 2 weeks ago. I knew they were there, the George Soros move on people, and I knew they'd originally called for the date, knowing that people that were against the banks were coming out. But Jacobson's down there so far today interviewing folks, and they are not communist calling for all this. So that means that the mainstream media is only interviewing the people they want, putting out that one message as if communism is the way you beat the bankers, when they're actually the author of it. Let's go ahead and get his take on that. Rob Jacobson, tell us what's happening there in Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm over here in Liberty Square, and we interviewed a bunch of people, and it's true. Not many people mentioned the communist delusion or anything like that. A lot of people gave me mostly quizzical answers. They're here for a to be part of the occupation, spiritual movement. We did ask somebody here who's giving out food where the food is coming from, and she mentioned that it's coming from, besides donations, also groups that have come together to donate to them. So we're going to get to the bottom of that and find out the names of those groups specifically to see who exactly is donating food to the occupation. But most of the people here seem to just be here to experience a protest scenario, a community scenario. I asked one gentleman who traveled a far distance about what his opinion on what the Federal Reserve's relationship with this protest is. He wasn't sure. And that's basically the sentiment that I'm getting from most of the protesters out here so far.
All right. Now, I know there's more protests coming up today. You're going to be popping in over the next few days with us. Break down some of the places you're going to be going today.
Well, we'll be following the protests as they take off. Everybody's still assembling right now. We're going to see where they're going to go. I happen to know on Wednesday it's been reported that unions are organizing to come down here, so that should be pretty interesting. See what they have to say.
Well, we know they want to go thank Obama for shipping their jobs overseas, and they want to call for higher taxes to get rid of the middle class so nobody can afford to hire their janitorial services. I mean, that's basically the move. In fact, what do you think of the fact that they have announced, the White House has admitted, Move On has admitted, they, quote, are going to take over the movement. Well, they're the ones that called it, so I guess they let grassroots then show up, and then they come and claim that it's their movement.
I think it's just more or less par for the course. It seems to be the same game they always play. They wait for a grassroots movement to show up. They anticipate co-opting them, and then they do it. And I feel that that's what's going on here. There's a lot of legitimate people here who do want to see legitimate change, but they're not sure where to begin or where to look. And I feel that their intentions are going to be co-opted again. And I feel we're going to see a heavy presence of the co-opters on Wednesday.
Well, that's right. Right now, they're just selectively showing clips of the demonstrations that have taken place and showing different move-on groups leading demonstrations. The media is like, here's our wonderful little revolutionaries. Let's hear what they're calling for. You were the one that pointed out to me this morning that Al Gore had called for an Arab Spring a month ago. Boy, that's Mr. Anti-Establishment. And then also the film The 1% by Jamie Johnson with Bill Gates Sr. in it calling for total socialism. And here's the Wall Street Journal and New York Times endorsing it. I mean, the bankers love, like, insurance companies writing up socialist health care as a way to make more of us buy their product. I mean, they really know how to do it, don't they?
Exactly. They write the laws, they write the rules, and then they write the loopholes and leave themselves out. And I believe that that was the message that was being given by Bill Gates Sr. in that movie. And I think it's the same thing reverberating over and over again in the headlines. What we see right now is, you know, they blame, hey, let's tax the rich in general, but what they fail to say is that they're going to leave themselves out and really tax people who legitimately are entrepreneurs and real capitalists, people who climb the ladder and successfully made products for themselves, names for themselves. Let's tax them and not tax the people who own these offshore banks, who write the rules.
That's right. These elite hereditary families who have been tax-free since 1906 sitting here lecturing us when they're a bunch of eugenicists. We're going to check in more with you later. I want to say bye to you during the break. Then coming up, we're going to look at the immigration issue. Then Max Kaiser's coming up.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, Bloomberg and other major publications report that over $27 trillion, 16.6 of it was secret until lawsuits were filed and it finally came out a few months ago, was paid to mainly foreign megabanks and domestic media. MSNBC got hundreds and hundreds of millions to sit up there and demonize anybody that cares about this country. That is government paid for, Federal Reserve paid for, private banker paid for, propaganda with your money. And they've got all these HBO films like 1% with the elitist rich kid going public. And, oh, let's tax the rich. They mean people making $100,000 a year. The global elite are exempt. They want austerity money. They get the new VAT and sales tax that are being pushed for by Bill O'Reilly on one side of the spectrum, and on the other, George Soros and Warren Buffett. So we're going to be breaking that down. Now, here's Roseanne Barr making the point that we should behead the bankers. Roseanne Barr, behead the bankers rich who won't give up their wealth. Well, if somebody made a widget and made $1 billion, great, or wrote a book, and you know, Mark Twain made hundreds and hundreds of millions in today's money. Some would argue billions. Should he be strung up? Somebody who invents a new piece of medical equipment? No. That's reasonable. That's good. That's what creates wealth. We know communism doesn't work unless you want it, you think working is total tyranny and death and enslavement. But this idea that all rich are bad, that's all being funded by Wall Street. And Drudge Report has top-linked our articles on that, breaking down the fact the White House is funding this mainline Occupy Wall Street group. At least the people getting the attention on the news are MoveOn.org, George Soros, White House people, the unions. And they now admitted that this morning, that, yeah, we've been involved from the beginning and we're totally running it now. Don't you people that attacked me over the weekend feel stupid again? I mean, all I'm doing is reporting the facts here. Just to say capitalism's bad, Wall Street's bad. That's a pretty big target, isn't it? No, we're talking about the private Federal Reserve that lobbies for open borders. We're going to be talking about that in a moment with William Gein, the head of Alipac, with an update on some of the treason going on. But first, I wanted to get to this Roseanne Barr clip. Here it is.
Ways. I first would allow the guilty bankers to pay, you know, the ability to pay back anything over $100 million personal wealth, because I believe in a maximum wage of $100 million. And if they're unable to live on that amount, then they should, you know, go to the re-education camps. And if that doesn't help, then be beheaded.
Now, we just recently saw the guillotine rolled out in a huge protest in Israel.
Well, there you go.
People in the streets.
You know, I remember when I had the Zeitgeist guy on and I said, I don't want to go live in your plastic city and have a computer run everything. You know, who programs the computer? And he said, well, you'll be sent to a re-education center. And I recently called him up and said, why don't you come back on? Let's have a friendly discussion. Peter Joseph, that's his stage name, I guess. And he said, okay, I'm going to send you a list of things you got to admit were wrong. And I said, well, I want to be friendly. If something's wrong, tell me. He sent me stuff and said he didn't say that. I went back to the video and there it was. And I was like, well, I didn't say that. And he's like, well, I'm not coming on then. Well, fine. So, this is Roseanne Barr, I think, was saying that to be flippant, to get attention. You know, I don't think she really thinks we should send people to re-education camps. This is a woman that's made tens of millions of dollars. It's always rich people that want the guy making $125,000 a year to pay more money to foreign banks. Here's Michael Moore, then we're going to our guest. Here it is.
Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
Give it up for Michael Moore!
I think there's a larger issue. There's a larger issue to deal with.
End the Fed, it's a private bank.
End capitalism, that's the problem.
The
capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
Okay, folks, so I gave this time. I deliberated. I researched it for 2 weeks, and it's just what I saw day one, but I didn't want to come out and say it day one. Now the media says this is the revolution, and it's communism, run by a bunch of rich people, because that's where they got their money, was through government financing and government jobs and government bailouts. Oh, yeah, Hollywood's one of the biggest recipients of that. Now, I take you to William Gein with just a quick update, frequent guest of the show, Alipac.us. That's Americans for Legal Immigration. And I wanted to just go over the waterfront with him briefly here today because a lot's happening. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Obama just said, we're not going to basically deport illegals anymore. And when they do arrest illegals, it's been confirmed. Even Fox News has reported they actually give them green cards on the spot or hire them to build the fence. But I can't go to Mexico, though. If I'm an illegal, they'll put me in forced labor for 6 months to a year. But that's okay as America goes bankrupt. And he's also been putting out press releases on Ricky Perry, Ricky Bobby there, and a lot more. So with the latest is America's only real no-compromise group defending the sovereignty of this country. And it's good to have you on with us, sir.
Hey, glad to be with you, Alex. A quick question before we get into the main topic here. A lot of times when you do your show, do you find that like your private conversations with friends and family and stuff like that end up influencing what you end up presenting to the public sometimes, or help your thoughts or ideas sort of progress a good bit?
Elaborate on that. I mean, explain exactly what you're asking.
Well, I just got back from a weekend with some very close friends and family members, and we carried on conversations about these topics, globalism, illegal immigration, and things like that. And I find that after spending time with certain people, my wording and how I want to word things and how I want to communicate things seems to develop a bit when I'm not on the air. Sometimes it develops on the air in the course of an interview, but I guess my point being is that I find that a lot of the content that I end up coming to the table with on a show like yours develops in private conversations. And
yes, I totally agree with you. It's all happening in real, common sense, out-of-the-box discussions, not in this fake Alice in Wonderland thing that the mainstream media puts out. Yes, I see what you're saying.
Well, and I think so. Even folks that are not on the air like you and I are part of the national conversation or the development of these ideas that are going on out there. But that being said, it makes me wonder who North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue's been talking with in private. And maybe Roseanne Barr and some of these others that recently have started to let slip some real draconian ideas. It makes me wonder about some of their private conversation and who bends their ears behind the scene when they're not projecting.
Well, their public conversation is about martial law, re-education camps, suspending elections. I mean, this is a scary group. And Adam Kokesh had a video with Occupy Wall Street people there in D.C., who are, you know, liberal Obama supporters from major universities, and they said, we're going to use government to be authoritarian, to rob the rich, and then it's Wall Street, the same ones that want globalism, that are financing these people.
Well, what may be happening here, Alex, so based off my experience, personal experience, is that while they're not being asked to project these messages, and they're not being asked to present this to the public, people around them and with them are having these conversations.
Yes.
And when they're speaking off the cuff to them, a Kiwanis meeting or on a talk radio show, and they didn't get enough sleep last night, and their guard is down, it's manifesting because we're really hearing it from. And the only reason I would speculate on that is because we're hearing it from so many different directions.
No, I don't think you're speculating, and I'm a little dense. Now I get where you're going. Absolutely. This is what they talk about behind closed doors, William. Just a few months ago, I had a prominent, quote, civil rights activist down here to interview for a film. And we went out to dinner, and the guy had a few drinks, and he said, we're really communist, and we're going to kill everybody. And I just kind of said, okay, dinner's over, and I'm not even really going to use the interview. But when you get, I mean, this is it. They're planning to kill everybody. I mean, this is really a red terror.
Well, they sort of have to if they're going to at a certain point of it. And, you know, I think that, you know, people accuse some of us of being a bit exaggerated. We're not. A new term that I've just started to use regarding illegal immigration, I want to convey the meaning and the power of the situation we face, is illegal immigration neutron bomb. It's a way that they can take this country and leave all the assets in place by merely removing the people that once lived here and replacing us with other people that are more malleable to their globalist plans. And, you know,
well, that's right. If somebody asks me why am I against these wide open borders and legal immigration, it's because I've seen the numbers, and I know you've studied them. Over 90% tend to end up voting absolute hardcore liberal Democrat, anti-gun socialism. And you've seen how that's done for folks in Mexico, 40,000 dead in the last 3 years, worse than Vietnam per year. And the elite uses that system to control the people. And, I mean, that's it. And this is how the globalists want to destroy America.
And that's how everybody listening out there, that's your future. In your future, you won't have guns like we do now. People in Mexico, only the government and the thugs are allowed to have guns legally. Everybody else is powerless. And you will be controlled with bodies and corpses hung from overpasses with their genitalia exposed as a message to those of you that might even whisper any type of resistance on a social media website. This is how people live under autocratic regimes or totalitarian regimes, and it's exactly where we're headed, and it's where I believe very powerful global forces want to take us. And illegal immigration is key to it because they can't overthrow the United States without a large volume of millions of people that are willing to do horrible things to us. You talk about re-education camps and I guess you would call them a communism country. Was it pogroms? Is that the correct?
Yes, pogroms.
Yes, it's been a while since my poli-sci degree. Pogroms are conducted. You have to have people who are willing to conduct those pogroms. And since Americans, even though we're divided between liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats, while we're not willing to put our mothers in camps. Others from outside the country that are street hardened, that are being promised a promised land to be exalted from the abject, terrible poverty conditions of Brazil and Mexico, will do quite horrendous things to us in exchange for being elevated in power above us. And that is the plan. And unfortunately, it's the plan that eventually is shared by both Barack Obama and globalists like Rick Perry.
Well, you're right. I'm digging around for an article about Cameron over in England, and it's got the headline, we will not let the British have a referendum on entering the EU, which then takes their sovereignty and jacks up their taxes, because I feel like we need to be part of it. I mean, it doesn't matter if 80%+ are against it. They're going to do it. Doesn't matter if Congress has a 9% approval rating. They're going to do it. Doesn't matter if 99.9% didn't want the banker bailout. They're going to do it. And they're going to use the police state to clamp down on the American people. You know, I was driving through Texas over 70 miles from the border yesterday. Never was in Mexico. Huge checkpoints they're building all over the country, some cases 100 miles deep. And they were pulling citizens, black, white, Hispanic, didn't matter, out of their cars, searching them. And they got to me in my RV. And I said, I'm going to air this tonight on my TV show at 7. I said, you're not going to search me. And I said, I know the government's been caught bringing in the drugs. I know you let the illegals through. And they didn't. They kind of got in my face at first. And I said, look, it's unconstitutional what you're doing. You're not going to do it. They said, okay, go. And the point is they were smiling, too. They know their order to let the illegals through. They know their order was select packages to let the drugs in. That's come out in federal court. And I'm tired of it. You know, it's time. I don't even know what else to say anymore, my friend. It's just making me sick.
Well, and we have to be careful about it. You know, I've said some comments on the another show. I won't mention the name of the show because I'm out of decorum here. But a Christian radio show. And I mentioned that the Obama administration was placing American citizens into a terrible predicament by passing an amnesty, not even passing, excuse me, that's the wrong word, by decreeing an amnesty via not even executive order. Executive order is too proper of a term to describe what he's done. Amnesty by memo is what he's done, okay? It's not passed by Congress. It's not an official executive order. It was not released to the media. It was done by memo and then leaked out, which is how this slimy, corrupt, criminal administration does its business, similar to the way George Bush did his business, except we never had the goods as much. He's putting the American public into a situation where they're like, okay, well, we've written Congress and we've faxed Congress and we've got involved in elections, and the election system is so far corrupted that it's either, you know, we can't compete against the billionaire-funded globalist candidates, and even if we do get some good candidates in, it doesn't matter what Congress passed anyway, because the presidents, which are more beholden to Saudi Arabia, China, and George Soros, are going to do whatever. And it's putting the American public into the situation that I oppose, a situation I have fought to prevent, a situation that if it should ever escalate to this point, my job as the MLK and Gandhi politics of illegal immigration and immigration enforcement is over and failed. But Americans are being forced to choose between submission, just deal with it, accept it, ignore it, go on about your business. It's been done. You know, quiet now, bow your head, down on your knee. We'll get to you later. If you open your mouth, we'll get to you now. Submission versus extra political, violent, and illegal things that I can't even talk about because I don't know, you know, I have no part in them, but it's where Americans are being forced into that predicament. And that's why we're trying to communicate to Congress. Congress, you must act. Not only has the president ordered an illegal amnesty for illegal immigrants, but he's pretty much been caught red-handed using our tax money while the banks, you know, you're talking about the banks and the looting of the United States of America. While the United States is being looted by those that have control over our government, at the same time, Obama, their guy, their boy, has been using our tax money to buy thousands of assault weapons and now possibly grenades and putting them into the hands of the invading force of methamphetamine, cocaine, and illegal immigrant importing smugglers. He has put those guns in their hands and actually arming an insurgent force that is now around us in every county in America that could hit us one night and knock us back to the Stone Age. And they wouldn't have to hit the Hispanic neighborhoods. it wouldn't have to hit most of the urban black areas. All they got to do is one night hit mom and pop countryside and become middle America's middle class, and there'd be so much smoke on the horizon by the morning that this nation would be done.
Well, we've already, what, going back 5-6 years ago, the illegals all over Arizona have burned 15, 16 houses in a night. The American flag can't even be flown in San Francisco. The illegals don't even let people wear that to school. And they say you don't bring those colors here, and the school agrees. You wear an American flag, you're out of school. I mean, it's a globalist domination plan. Americans have been taught to not be patriotic, to not care about their country. What they had, the big Mexican football game there in Los Angeles a few months ago. And they booed the American team even when they lost. And during the medals being handed out, the cup being handed out. And they interviewed people after the game, and about 85% of those that were there were for the Mexican team, most of them Americans. And they said, well, I live in America, and I'm an American citizen, but I like Mexico. And, my whole thing is Mexico is a narco-terrorist state run by big globalist banks. I mean, what is there to love? Sure, there's some neat culture, food, pretty beaches, all that. I mean, that, I guess you could say, is the culture. But they buy into this gangster culture that's so horrible. And then we're supposed to just go under it here. And it's just terrible. I mean, there's probably no country on earth now as dangerous or as horrible as Mexico's become.
Well, I've looked at this very closely, and some of them do buy in, as you describe, Alex. But a lot of these kids, which I used to be one of, okay, they are being mind molested. Mind molested at the earliest age. If you have kids out there, people will know what I'm talking about. If you watch the Disney Channel, Dora the Explorer, and Go Diego Go, and Jake and the Pirates of Neverland, this whole agenda cannot wait to get its hands on the children's mind.
You got it. Stay there. Okay, folks, we're talking to the head of Alipac, William Gein, and we're going to have to definitely have him back up in the near future to talk about everything that's happening, but government shipping, in just one shipment alone, 2,000 guns to Mexico, allowing Sinaloa to then ship cocaine in, that's all in federal court. The feds have come in and admitted, yes, it's true. The head of the Sinaloa cartel in the U.S. works for us. I mean, this is a totally criminal government, and they're going for broke. That's why they're so dangerous. They're going for broke right now, and they've come in and said, well, we're just going to now not deport people. That's already been happening for a long time, but now they're just announcing it. Where does it go from here? I mean, this is complete lawlessness. For me, I see it almost as a good sign because we're forcing the crooks out in the open, William.
They are coming out in the open, but I also think they're keeping the debt raised and the unemployment benefits and the welfare benefits, all that flowing for as long as possible until every last job that can possibly be removed from America has been displaced before they turn the lights out. They want to complete this plan to just strip us to where we couldn't stand and even, we couldn't march against them because we couldn't even have shoes on our feet if they didn't want them, us to.
By the way, they admit that's their plan. Totally destroy America, post-industrial, collapse everything, have a staged communist revolution, wipe out the middle class, promising the welfare hordes goodies if they take part in it. That is the plan. The globalists have decided on a red terror option in America.
Well, I've tried to explain to people, this is a form of warfare that is being practiced against the United States and the current people of the United States of America. And I tell them, look, if you don't believe me, you don't understand it, just plant the seed in your mind and then let things proceed. And, I'm open-minded if my theory were to be incorrect, but when I look and I see most of the movies in the theaters are remakes of movies that were and books that were once great books, that fits my theory because you can't outsource movie making to China and Mexico and then make us sell it back to us. You can't take good rock and roll and make it in Mexico and China and sell it back to us, thus creating a suction sucker to suck more of the life force out and wealth out of Americans and America across the board. If they can't move it out of the country, they're just closing it down. They can't put illegal immigrants in NASA and still reach other planets, so they close it down. My theory is strong, and it is correct.
No, sir. That's the stated globalist eugenics post-industrial model. And I appreciate you joining us, William. We look forward to learning more invaluable news alerts and information at the website. And we do appreciate you spending time with us today.
Thanks, Alex. Please send folks by alipac.us. That's alipac.us. We'll be calling Congress on these issues, and we'll be protesting globalist Rick Perry at new events next week.
In fact, I want to get you back up in the near future. We've run out of time to get into Rick Perry. We'll talk to you in the next 2 weeks if you can do it, William. Take care.
Anytime. Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to break. I know we've got loaded phone lines here. The number's 800-259-9031. I wanted to spend like 10 minutes on this today because, A, it's really super high quality, and, B, the little profit we make off this will make the broadcast and all the work we're doing fighting the globalists possible. We're not like the bankers who come take your tax money and then use it against you. I've done a lot of research for years on gravity filters. And just because of issues and things, I haven't promoted them in a long time, you've noticed. But we've done the research, and we're now promoting the next generation in super high-quality stainless steel gravity-fed water filtration systems. And it's all available at Infowars.com, the Pro-Pure system. And we've got it all, and it takes it all out. Check it out today. Incredible new gravity-fed filters available at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore shopping cart. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I was driving in to work this morning and listened to three different talk stations, one Austin, Dallas, San Antonio. Guess what all three of them were talking about? All three stations were talking about our article on the Drudge Report, Wall Street protesters call for re-election of Obama. But I had to listen to each station 3 or 4 minutes as they were reintroducing topics in my 35-minute drive in to hear them get to my story. Because the main story they were talking about was Max Keiser's interview with Roseanne Barr, where she said, behead bankers and the rich who won't give up their wealth and send them to re-education camps. If you make $100 million or more, of course, then it'll be $1 million. It'll be $100,000. My God. My God, communism. I mean, there's nothing worse. It's always Rothschild run, banker run. We're in deep trouble here. They're going to do it. They've spent all their time shutting America down, getting it in place. And the feds are going to blow stuff up and get conservatives to stand down and put up with the tyranny to fight Al-Qaeda. And then they'll get the left to run around, you know, burning stuff down, calling for higher taxes. And the bankers will get all the money. Let's go to some of your calls ahead of Keiser joining us, and then I'll continue with phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, what do you think of all this?
Hey, Alex. I think it's a perfect opportunity for the InfoWar, We Are Change activists to spread the word because, look, we can use their own sound bites. I mean, we are the 99%. I think InfoWarriors, We Are Change Cats, we're going to launch Expose the 1%, and let's show up at these rallies, have signs that say the Federal Reserve, the Bilderberg Group. And I really, Alex, I wanted to call in because over here in San Antonio, We Are Change is taken apart and organized in the Occupy SA event. And I know you know, Alex, you've seen our video where we've had the run-in with a local foundation-funded communist activist who call me a Hispanic, call me a coconut, a racist term meaning white on the outside and brown on the outside, white on the inside. So
yeah, because you're not for communism. It's like somehow they've sold it that if you're for the free market, Second Amendment, you're an evil white racist, and everybody who's some other group has to love communism. I mean, it's ridiculous. Communism killed over 80 million Chinese conservatively.
It's funded by Wall Street. If they want to go there, you know what I'm saying? And
So is this Matthew Medina?
Yes, sir. It's Matthew Medina.
Hey, well, I'm glad you got in, buddy. So tell us, when are they having an Occupy? I know they're having their thing with the city council, Occupy Austin, coming up Thursday. We're going to have reporters there. I've got to get ready to go to Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, so I won't be there, but we're going to file a report on it with Darren McBreen and others down there Thursday. When is the Occupy Wall Street thing in San Antonio?
It's going to be this Thursday, starting off in Travis Park, and everything else after that is going to be on Twitter as far as marching to here, marching to where, and we're going to try to make it last. So Sunday, when you come down, Alex, and I plan on I'm working with the media of Occupy SA, and every meeting, three meetings so far, 80-plus people take stacks of InfoWar DVDs and those loads of InfoWars bumper stickers you have. I've been pasting them all over downtown. I still have a ton. I'm taking them to the Occupy SA meetings. People are like, oh.
All right, well, listen, you need to shoot video of this. Get it up. We'll put it on our nightly news or here on the show. I want you to be reporting for us. We've got your number, obviously, this week. So I was thinking about you. I meant to call you and others. It's run out of time. I'm simply pointing out we need to protest the Federal Reserve. This capitalism thing is evil. That's exactly what the monopoly banks want. And so, yes, that's what Rob Jacobson's finding. The mainstream media is showing the communist and making people think that this go after Wall Street thing is communist. Basically, I guess, to discredit it with the conservatives, but also then sell the left on wealth redistribution, which, of course, won't go to them. It'll go to the bankers. So Thursday, very exciting. Folks need to be at that. And I want to ask everybody this Sunday, 10 a.m., we're going to be at the Federal Reserve building there in San Antonio, Dallas, 6 o'clock Friday. So exciting, Matt. Everybody needs to get down there Thursday.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here is the Reason headline. Ralph Nader, Hart's Ron Paul, hails potential left libertarian alliance. They agreed in a meeting a few days ago that the end of the Wall Street movement should focus on ending the private Federal Reserve. So there, for all of you out there on the left, my issue is when I hear stuff like end capitalism, it's the problem, and I hear stuff like put people in re-education camps, cut the bankers' heads off. How about if you've committed a crime? How about if you've done something wrong? How about if you're the Federal Reserve and these top J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs selling derivatives to private, corporate, and government people? That's who we need to rebel against. Look at Europe. Look at the austerity moves. Cut the pension funds. Cut everything. Raise the taxes. Pay it in to the bankers for the derivatives that are impossible to pay back. Max Keiser, so many others predicted this. Now I'm seeing the mainstream media pretty much only focus on the communist or re-education camp element instead of talking about, hey, let's end the Federal Reserve. Hey, let's make Wall Street not get these bailouts. Let's let the market work. This isn't the market we've been seeing. Now, we've got somebody on here in short notice that we really appreciate coming on. And the clip, the full clip, is at maxkeiser.com. All over talk radio, all over TV, this clip, without even looking, three radio stations I was listening to this morning turned it on. They were talking about this. And then secondarily, our article dealing with the fact that the Occupy Wall Street group is basically now being hijacked by MoveOn.org and the Democratic Party itself, run by Wall Street along with the Republicans. Now, we've got the Republican leadership also calling for VAT and sales taxes to pay off our debt when it's not our debt. So they're part of it, too. You conservatives out there have got to see the talking points. They're attacking us from both ends. They got the general public who's kind of, you know, poor liberal, who's not sophisticated enough to understand raising taxes on somebody making $125,000 a year is not getting the rich guys that are exempt. Like Warren Buffett, who comes out and says raise taxes, but not on him. It's a bait and switch. You got conservatives saying Wall Street's perfect, give them all the bailouts they want, pay more taxes to bail them out. It's criminal. You'll hear O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, all of them pushing it. Now, his interview with Roseanne Barr, which did get cut down, so I want to let him talk about the full import of it. She says, well, you're making over $100 million a year, cap it at that. And then if you won't go along with that, you know, go to a re-education camp. And if that doesn't work, off with your head. We played that clip earlier. But I want to cover that and then move on, because it happened on Max's show on RT, and then get to his view on where he sees this whole situation going. Max Kaiser, good to have you on with us today.
Oh, Alex Jones, it is a pleasure to be with you once again. Although I must say, I was hoping that when you came out of break, you would play some of that Billy Idol music, because I love it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll come back into the next break with Rebel Yell for you. How does that sound?
Oh, that's awesome.
Or would you like White Wedding?
I'm kind of partial to White Wedding.
I think we've got that one. I know we've got Eyes Without a Face. We'll see what happens here. Now Max, Roseanne Barr, I've seen her in some causes I agree with. I've seen the clips, you know, shorter clips. I didn't have time to watch your whole interview with her. But I mean, is that out of context where she's saying cut people's heads off that make too much money?
No, because we're talking about, you know, there's a couple of things going on here. And first of all, let me say about Roseanne Barr. I met her through Twitter. It turns out that we know we have some friends, very close friends that we have in common. So we ended up having a very, got up to speed very quickly talking with each other. And I was talking to her about my ideas. And of course, the decapitation then went on in 1793 in France during the Reign of Terror. This is part of the pushback of that time against the bankers. And you saw the guillotine being raised in Tel Aviv recently as part of that 500,000 strong march against, you know, what I call the global insurrection against banker occupation. I put all of these campaigns together, and I heard you yesterday, heard your show talking about the Fed and the Dallas Fed, and, you know, we can talk about that as well. I see this all kind of merging into one thing. Roseanne is a warrior. The decapitation thing, the call for decapitation is what people had to resort to back in 1793 when the social contract was broken. In 1790, John Locke said, when the social contract is broken, the people must revolt. And the social contract has clearly broken. Nobody's doing anything about this overpopulation of bankers. And there needs to be some addressing of this. Now, where Roseanne and I, where she talks about capping income, which is not necessarily where I come from on this.
No, you've got to cap speculation and leave everybody else alone instead of bailing out the speculators and then letting them be unregulated but still backed up with our tax money.
Pulling back the speculators is what I've been talking about with you on your show, and you've been talking about it with your other guests on your show, and there are ways to do that. So Roseanne and I are meeting up here in Paris or at the Kilconomics Festival in Ireland next month, and we are hoping to launch a couple of campaigns, and I'm going to have a time to sit down with her face-to-face and really give her my view of how these things are working. But, you know, I have to contrast her, though, Alex, with somebody like a Michael Moore. Because Michael Moore, when he says that capitalism is the problem, he clearly does not understand the problem. He clearly has no ability to dig down a little deeper than to make a very facile, shallow condemnation of a whole system of economics without really backing that up.
Well, yeah, let me just make a comment here. That's exactly what I said 2 hours ago. Roseanne Barr is a real person. She's frustrated. I understand that she believes she's coming from a good place, so I respect that, even though I disagree with her some. But overall, I see her frustration. With Moore, he's a guy that's made $200-plus million. He knows what he's doing. He knows that this system we've got is a crony, insider, monopoly, game that's tilted and stilted against the general public. And that is the opposite of a free market, as you've said. So he knows. Roseanne doesn't. And that's why I look forward to trying to talk to her. And I appreciate you putting her in contact with us. We are talking to her because I want to try to really flesh this out with her. I'm not just here to fight with people. And I understand her frustration. But at the same time, is that why I get what you're saying? Michael Moore, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, Michael Moore is just, he's a financially, he's an illiterate when it comes to what capitalism is all about. His movie missed the mark by a mile. Since his movie, Capitalism, A Love Story, came out, there's been five or six movies One called Meltdown, for example, which really are fantastic, and they really get into the problem, this rigged market capitalism version, this mutation of capitalism. You know, your associate there, Luke Rutowski, I think his name is, he did an interview with both Michael Moore and Peter Schiff asking about this very notion about the Federal Reserve System, and Michael Moore had nothing to say about the Federal Reserve System. So that shows that he hasn't given this much thought, whereas Peter Schiff, of course, has given it a great deal of thought and offered up, you know, some very good insights. I don't see eye to eye with him 100% either.
But yeah, but just to be clear, and that video is at Infowars.com, and we played clips of it earlier. I tend to disagree with you. I've met Michael Moore. He had his security guards assault me when I was doing nothing but standing on a street corner videotaping him. And I hit the guy back. You know, he hit me with his elbow. I rammed him full power and said, "You ready to get your head knocked in, pal? Don't you touch me." But the point here is that he's a hypocrite. He goes and confronts people all day, but then you want to just ask him a question. You know, he has goons assault you, and that's all in my film Martial Law. I mean, it's disgusting. And I know people that know Michael Moore behind the scenes. He knows what's going on, okay? Michael Moore, Max, knows that the big mega banks want a communism for the general public to steal our wealth and take it offshore.
Well, be that as it may, you know, I listened to you yesterday, and you're talking about the Fed, and I think that was a very good, important broadcast that you did, and there's a lot there. There's a lot of meat on the bone there, because obviously the Occupy Wall Street, it came into being, it was slow starting, now it's spreading across the United States. Of course, it overlaps stuff that you're doing, and it overlaps stuff that's going on in countries around the world. But to me, it really is, you know, you've been saying now for a few years that there's a revolution coming. Now, it appears as though this is it. Now, it hasn't completely articulated itself to the point that it will. Pretty quickly. But I think now we're in the beginning of the middle of this, the beginning of the middle. You know, we're out of the talk phase. There's actually now a pushback. So
sure, for 5 years you predicted, Salente, many others, we have. Now it's here. My point is, I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to be successful, you know, trying to turn this into some communist thing. That's not going to work. People are going to figure out it's the mega bankers. It's the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, well, Michael Bloomberg came out and said yesterday that these protesters, they shouldn't be angry at the bankers. They should be helping the bankers. Obviously, a load of codswallop. And the guy is in the pocket of the worst financial terrorist element in New York and in America. And it was embarrassing because I lived in New York for many years, and I consider myself to some degree a New Yorker. And to listen to Michael Bloomberg spew that nonsense was embarrassing for me. But, you know, people are beginning to realize that the central bank is the bank behind the banks, and they understand that this is where people, and I have a fantastic campaign. I just thought of it today. I wanted to tell you about it. It's a new campaign idea that could go big.
What's that?
At midnight, every night, people reach into their pocket, they pull out a dollar bill, and they rip it into confetti. And they throw it out the window and they say, "I'm not taking this anymore." In other words, rip up your dollar. It's worthless anyway. Let's not pretend that it's worth anything. That piece of paper in your pocket's worth.
And that would be a big phenomenon because there'd be dollar bill pieces everywhere. I want to hear where this is going with Max Keiser. Max, stay there. MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I do say that I am for the return of the guillotine, and that is for the worst of the worst of the guilty.
You're singing to the choir on this show. We've been advocating the guillotine for years now.
Oh, well, fantastic. We think alike in many ways. I first would allow the guilty bankers to pay, you know, the ability to pay back anything over $100 million personal wealth, because I believe in a maximum wage of $100 million. And if they're unable to live on that amount, then they should, you know, go to the re-education camps, and if that doesn't help, then be beheaded.
Now, we just recently saw the guillotine rolled out in a huge protest in Israel. 500,000 people in the streets. Basically, they are part of this global, what some call, or I call, the global insurrection against banker occupation. Has there been any communication between, let's say, the Tel Aviv, Wall Street, Athens, Cairo, Tunis? This is a global uprising. Do you see any of that global yes. communication happening vis-a-vis Twitter and other sites or just in any way?
Yeah, Max, I agree with you. We just can't get enough Billy Idol. You know, by the way, a little bird who's, I guess the progeny of Billy Idol, says, Daddy's a fan. We like Billy to come on the show because Alex is a fan and so is Max. But side issue, Kaiser continuing here. Come on. You know that the neocons are going to use that now. Her talking about re-education camps and stuff. I mean, this is one of the biggest news stories in the country right now.
Right. Well, I break it down into two parts. The guillotine part is, as I said, you're singing to the choir. Now, you know, when somebody like Hank Paulson or when Tim Geithner comes to Europe, as he did last week, and said, you need to load a bazooka with 3 trillion euros to fire at your banks, we have to be able to say, well, we've got a guillotine waiting for you. In other words, that's our only recourse. Historically, that's what we have. I mean, hopefully we don't have to use it, but it would be stupid to say that we're not going to use it or we don't have them to use, because historically that's what happens when the bankers take over and they confiscate all the people's wealth. The people say, you know what? I don't think we need any more bankers.
I got it. And then they try to stick communism on us while the bankers sit offshore laughing and make a deal like communist China for the new totally enslaved people. And we've
then you get to the re-education camp part. I mean, it's a scary thought. I think Roseanne is, you know, I'm going to want to put words into her mouth. You're going to talk to her directly, but it's a scary thing to say. And I think that was meant to be a scary thing to say. But I tell you what's really scary for bankers is when they see somebody rip up a dollar bill or a euro or some fiat money, it's like showing a crucifix to Dracula.
Yeah, let's get into that. So you're saying target the symbol of their fiat slave system, and this will start getting news. If there's just torn up dollar bills everywhere, people will start saying, what is this? You could call it in as a news tip and say, there's a bunch of torn up $1 bills out here. What is it? Then they'll. That's a good stunt.
It's totally anonymous. You rip up $3 or $4 bills. You create lots of confetti. And you let the wind blow it around the street, blow it around your neighborhood. People see all this money blowing in the wind. And it's because, first of all, when bankers see that, it scares the hell out of them. Because if somebody's willing to rip up a dollar, it means they have lost their power over you. That's the chain that keeps you enslaved, is that paper dollar. If you rip that dollar, you're free. And this is what scares bankers like nothing else. You won't believe the outrage that will happen if they start to see torn up dollar bill confetti and euro confetti and yen confetti all over the world from people who said, you know, I've had it with this nonsense. And this is a
fantastic. While you're at it, you can stamp Infowars.com on it. That'll really enrage him. Now, expanding on this, Max, what about my idea to go directly to the Federal Reserve banks and the same central banks in Europe, same people own them, as you know, and actually protest them, and I'm going to be visiting them. I'm asking folks to occupy, to stay there on the street, to set up tents, to move in either on the property or nearby it. And I think the Federal Reserve is going to kiss your hind end, because when I've been there, they're totally scared, and they don't try to push us around, except for the case of Aaron and them up at the Kansas City one. Then there were only two people, because they don't want to have arrest to give it attention. They want it to stay very, very quiet. It's a bunch of hippies running around calling for the second coming of Mao, Tse-Tung, and Stalin, and you know, everybody mixed together. Then they're happy to give it attention. But when we're actually protesting the King Daddy, they get scared. What do you think of that?
Well, you're at the tip of the spear, as you like to say. Now, Wall Street is not the tip of the spear. The Federal Reserve Bank is. We've got Occupy Wall Street has gone global, and that is going to lead toward Occupy the Federal Reserve. So it makes sense that you would take it to the next level. You go to the Reserve Bank, and now you've got your part with this global movement of hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
So I see your thing. You're saying don't get in a fight with it. Don't let Soros and people co-opt it. We just take over with the truth in the Fed. We take over Occupy Wall Street. And that would be
you can't lose, because you're going into the heart of the Death Star. So you can't lose. You're on the right path.
Stay there. Stay.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nothing better to do. Yes, the one, the only Dave Mustaine. Yeah, that's the one guy whose music, when I listen to it, then replays in my head. Gotta get him back on the show. Say hi to Dave and his wife listening. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop right there and get focused and get serious. Webster Tarpley, who last Wednesday on my show, I already knew this, but I was hoping it wouldn't get totally co-opted. Now Obama has said they're fully co-opting it. MoveOn.org. They're going to try to come in and take it over. Tarpley's going to pop in a minute. But the good news is I've got reporters in San Antonio. I've got reporters in New York right now. Rob Jacobson. I got reporters in Austin. They say it's people that really know that Wall Street's corrupt and getting our tax money. So the good news is, Max Keiser, before we go to Tarpley, is that the system's trying to co-opt this, and it's not working, in my opinion.
No, the system's failing because the misery is so high. The austerity is kicking in, the economy is crashing, and people are just realizing that there's no point in hoping for something better to come along. They have to act now. You know, you're not too far from the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. It's one of the biggest Federal Reserve banks. You know, you could get enough people to create a circle entirely around the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and say, the head of this bank, come out with your hands up.
You know, that's a great idea. We're going to be up there. I can get up there by 5:30 or 6. I'm going to leave here at 1, so I could be there easily by 5. We're going to officially say it kicks off at 6 to dark, which is about 7:30 or so, Friday night. Then I'm going to drive down to Houston, high noon, then to San Antonio, 10 a.m. to noon the next day. But I'm asking people, and we're about to get a press release out today. Aaron Dykes is in there writing it. I'm asking people, do it whenever you want, or if it's 5 of you or 100 of you, get your groups together. Get your In the Fed, the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty. Let's go. Don't let them just blame capitalism and anybody that's on the stock market as some enemy that's got to, you know, go to the reeducation camp. Let's actually go after the banksters here.
Yeah, remember Waco, man. You know, this is when this all got started. The U.S. attacked its own citizens. Now they're popping their own citizens overseas, assassinating them without any due process. So the Civil War, you know, what started in Waco is now outright civil war. The Dallas Fed just circle the entire institution with a human chain and don't break the circle and just stay there until the head comes out with his hands up. You're under arrest.
Well, Max, let's have you choose the location. And this could be done by others in other parts of the country. I'll get behind it. I'll promote it if people get us the information. This isn't, you know, get orders from headquarters. It's go to the sound of the info guns, as Paul Revere would say. But I think, again, I'm going to be showing up and speaking at Fed locations and promoting it. And if it gets big enough down the road, I would come and maybe stay for a week or so and do my broadcast there, because we've got to identify them as the real threat. They're hoping we're just going to show up for a few hours, leave. But if we stay there and occupy, should it be the Dallas Fed? Should it be the Houston Fed or the San Antonio Fed? I mean, I'm kind of thinking we got a big activist group in San Antonio, but we've got a lot of listeners in Dallas as well. We've got like 3 affiliates in that general area of Northeast Texas, several affiliates right there in DFW, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I'm thinking, why not go ahead and just call for people from Friday night through the next Friday to occupy the area around the Dallas Federal Reserve and really bring real attention on these people, Max?
Well, why don't you put it to Twitter and ask, you know, wherever you get the biggest response, do that. You know, and I'm all about what to make it as easy as possible, because I just want to win. So you put it on Twitter, you say, here's the 3 locations, see what the Twitter people are willing to do. Whatever the biggest response is, do that.
By the way, I'm going to have Kurt Nemos out today, but I think Aaron knows how to put up an InfoWars poll. We could ask Dallas, San Antonio, or Houston. And again, I would say New York, but we had listeners and we promoted it, who had demonstrations. One time the guy just put it out on his Twitter. Nobody showed up. And they had like 50-something cops ringing the Federal Reserve in New York. That's obviously the most important. But there you kind of get overshadowed.
Texas is ripe for this because of the history, as we just talked about it a minute ago.
That's what I'm saying. Hundreds showed up at the next one I promoted with only a day's notice for New York. So I'm saying, my gut tells me San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, how about activists just occupy them all? Ha-ha!
Because it's not efficient, Alex. I mean, if there's one thing I'm trying to bring to your show, it's be efficient. Bring economies of scale. Just be as efficient as possible. Because you're dealing with an enemy that has an unlimited credit line that they pay nothing for, and they print trillions of dollars. Therefore, we must be as smart and as efficient as possible.
Okay, I agree with you. But some people can't travel. It's a big state. Now, I'm gonna get Tarpley's take on this when you leave us. But what are our list of demands? You know, obviously, we're told it's the Warren Buffett plan of raise taxes on the middle class, pay it in austerity money to foreign banks. That's not the hippie, useful idiot plan we're going with. What are the demands? Say no to the derivatives bubble, claw back the 16.5 plus 16.6 trillion, cut the defense budget by 50%, pull our troops out of all foreign military bases. I mean, what do we demand to get our country back on a national bond to build maglev trains, light pebble reactors that don't have these safety problems, giant highway projects? What do we do?
There's only one demand. There's only one choice: regime change. You pick somebody, maybe the head of the Dallas Fed, and you're not leaving until they resign. That's the demand. And it's got to happen, and you got to score a win. It worked in Cairo. It worked in Tunis. It works whenever there's a revolution. Whoever's at the head, they have to leave. A regime change. We want that guy out, and we're not leaving until he leaves. This way, everybody knows that they have to stay until that guy leaves. So it's very, very simple. That guy must leave.
Well, I want the abolishment of the Federal Reserve System and to go back to the Congress.
Yeah, you can't win that. You can't win that with a protest like this, because you're going to end up...
So you're saying we need a symbolic victory to begin more victories.
It's not symbolic. It's a real victory. Nobody wants to give up their cushy Federal Reserve job. You know,
okay, so we say we're going to occupy Federal Reserve areas around the country until Ben Bernanke is indicted or resigns.
Well, again, in my opinion, the one that would work and get traction and have an effect that really is workable is you pick a chair of one of these Fed institutions, like maybe Dallas. We know that Jamie Dimon is both on the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He's one of the board members. Plus, he's also the CEO of J.P. Morgan. But, okay, you're not going to go to New York. You're going to be in Texas. And I have a feeling that you're going to get great response in Texas. So of those three Federal Reserve banks you have listed, pick one that the people are there and willing to do. Find out who runs it. Then go there, circle it, and say, we're not leaving.
No, I agree with you. I'll tell you, another really powerful branch is the Kansas City. And we have the footage of Aaron and Rob Jacobson being a half mile away. And they come off security guards with guns and say, leave. And they say no, and they start, you know, putting the hands on the guns. So my guys left to not cause problems. But and then meanwhile, Herman Cain, who used to be the head of that, says, oh, just go say hi to them. Give them a call. They're friendly. Look, folks, don't be intimidated by them. We need to have demonstrations at all Federal Reserves and to call the media before you go, days before. But I'm coming 6 o'clock p.m. No excuses to that Dallas Fed. Then I'm going to go to its big Houston branch and then the San Antonio branch. On Sunday, it's all going up to press release in the next few hours at Infowars.com. Max Keiser, thank you so much for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, great having him on. You know, I said I'd take calls, and then I've got the nightly news coming up tonight, and I've got my whole Border Patrol run in. We've now learned it was over 100 miles inside the U.S. It was illegal. They're not even supposed to have these, but 100 miles. Now it's over 100. That's coming up tonight. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, that supports the show. We're going to Tarpley here in a moment. I also want to get to more of your calls. I've taken a few of them. I want to just add here that we are listener-supported. When you buy the T-shirts, the End the Fed T-shirts, we're putting those on super sale right now, so you can have the right gear up there this weekend, wherever you're at. We ship the stuff out within a day, so get your orders in today for the End the Fed T-shirts, Ron Paul T-shirts, you name it. Also, I've done a lot of research for years into the very best gravity-fed filters out there, and ProPure big water filtration system is the best. And we've got them discounted even more than the manufacturer, who, by the way, is a patriot, and I'm planning to get on the show. They've got stainless steel spigots instead of the leaky plastic ones. Now they've got the little stainless steel thing where you could tell how full it is without looking inside of it. They've got the fluoride-free filter advanced systems. Believe me, folks, this blows away any gravity-fed filter I've ever seen, because you notice I haven't been selling these for years. I wanted to find the best, and this is it. And I'm so glad that we're carrying ProPure, available at InfoWars.com today. Just go look at everything it takes out to non-detectable levels. Absolutely amazing. Just click on the shopping cart link at InfoWars.com or the banners. And also all the books, the videos, the materials. Because just because you're awake doesn't mean your friends and family are awake yet. And also your purchase of the books, the videos, all of it makes this transmission possible. You notice I pledge to you that I'm going to turn up the heat in my fight against the globalist. I'm going to the streets, and I have always looked for other people to be leaders. I just try to put out the info. But as the way history turns, it's been demanded that I be a leader, and so I am into the fray. Cry havoc and turn loose the dogs of the info war. I am on. I'm going to be speaking across the U.S. I'm going to be driving across the U.S. I'm going to be facing the Federal Reserve down. I am not going to let the bankers bring in a bunch of phony collectivists to sell austerity with a bunch of commies dancing around. It's not even communism. It's banker-induced fraud. And a man who, I keep saying this guest predicted, that guest predicted, tarply in the Obama deception 3 years ago, total precision, that Libya would be invaded, AFRICOM, Obama, total war, banker bailouts, takeovers, austerity, imploding Europe, end of the euro, new global superbank, because he's reading their own documents. He is a scholar. A cogitor who pores over the text of the globalist, a doctor of history, an economist, a best-selling author, an accomplished man who really is a great addition to our cadre against tyranny. And I'm here to tell you that he last Wednesday spurred me, because I've been sitting there for about a week and a half. Now, I know there's George Soros people here, and I know they've got this big push of the 1% by the big oligarchs to then tax with VAT and sales tax, and they've got all the neocon hosts promoting it as well to pay what we quote owe. That'll just put the country into cardiac arrest. We don't owe this. They got Beck promoting the VAT taxes and the sales taxes. O'Reilly, the list goes on and on. Hannity, all of them. Herman Cain, Neil Snorts, Warts, all of them. This cold-bloodedly in there hitting us hard, and tarply exposed it. But now the Democratic Party admits they're running it, all of it. But I've got reporters all over the country. They say that the people there actually are aware of the New World Order, the oligarchs. They don't want the bailouts. They understand what's happening. But the media, Webster, the dominant corporate whore media that's starting to die but still hanging on, still able to put a hoax out. Tarply, as you know, they're only giving attention to weird foundation fake collectivoid creatures. What's going on here in the grand stratagem? Because they are saying this is the revolution. Well, if it's a George Soros color revolution, I'm not going to be part of it.
Quite right, Alex. What we're seeing is the dynamic of the mass strike, a sociological process that we've been aware of for, 100, 150 years. It simply means that under conditions of economic breakdown and severe depression, which is what we now have, there will be forms of mass resistance. And we saw this in the Tea Party in a certain form at the beginning. It was a kind of a spontaneous protest against the horrors of Obamaism. We've seen it again now in a much more advanced form in Wisconsin back in February, in Ohio, and some degree in Michigan also, but mainly the Wisconsin general strike at the level of a state against this fascist governor and his union-busting plan. But now we're seeing it on an even broader level. Of course, we've seen it overseas. We can talk about some of these models in just a minute. The problem of the mass strike, though, is it doesn't solve anything. It's an opportunity, but it's not a solution. And the question then is always, who will provide program, leadership, organization? Who will give this a direction? Who will propose the measures that are needed? Because unfortunately, after being stupefied for a number of decades, people themselves are not able to come up with.
And by the way, it's now admitted Soros gave $5 million. He's running the co-opting of the entire deal. And his answer is raise the middle class and poor people's taxes to pay it all in banker bailouts to Warren Buffett. I mean, it's classic.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, he wants to take control of it. If you look at the Tea Party, what happened to the Tea Party was the Koch brothers moved in, the Freedom Works moved in, Heartland Institute moved in, a whole bunch of these right-wing reactionary think tanks moved in, and they domesticated the Tea Party till it became the right wing of the Republican election campaign. Similarly, today, when we look at, there are two things going on, right? One is Occupy Wall Street in New York. There's going to be one here in Washington called October 2011.
No. The mainstream media got behind it. It's everywhere. It's Austin. It's Dallas. It's San
Antonio. The people that are actually behind this, because these things present themselves as leaderless groups, but unfortunately they're not. In New York, the substructure of this is essentially the Soros Group of Foundations, the SEIU, and ACORN. So that's the left wing of the Obama campaign. Here in Washington, D.C., we have David Swanson and Kevin Zeese. These are two bitter enemies of 9/11 truth left over from the effort by the foundations to keep the 9/11 movement and the peace movement separate in previous years. So there's a very heavy degree of misleadership. Plus, there are just a lot of left liberal mushheads running around, people who are trying to promote themselves. You see Michael Moore moving in. Now, a couple of things about what your previous guest was saying. The program is what counts. But the program of saying down with, you know, Mr. X, down with some person, this is absolutely futile and pointless, and I'm really sorry.
We need to say abolish the Fed, restore free credit of the government to the population to turbocharge, and we're out of the depression.
Well, I would think this is a complex society, so you need something more than that. But again, let's look, just because people constantly cite, you know, this Arab Spring. Egypt is a failure. They got rid of Mubarak, but they're worse off now than they were. Tunis is also a failure because they got rid of Ben Ali, and now they
have to. Well, that's the thing. It's confirmed that the West knew there was about to be a rebellion because of commodity prices.
Yeah,
so they just came in and triggered it. Same thing's happening here.
Yeah. At Greece, you look at Greece. In Greece, they've had 12 general strikes. They can't even get rid of Papandreou, the main IMF and NATO agent. And Spain, this is the most pathetic. Spain, we have the Indignados. So they go into the square in Madrid and they stay there. They got absolutely nothing. They couldn't even get rid of Zapatero. They couldn't. They accomplished absolute zero. But the Indignados are the ones that the kids in New York say that they're imitating. And what they're imitating is this process of general assemblies, this groupthink, where they say, oh, we do everything by consensus. This is a straitjacket, which means they never do anything. They deliberate for 2 hours about what to order for lunch, but they're totally incapable of putting forward a single programmatic demand.
Well, no. They put you into the process itself led by saboteurs. The CIA, as you know, Webster, wrote handbooks on this.
Exactly. And I would also point to the Albert Einstein Institute and Gene Sharp of Cambridge, Massachusetts, who have also.
Well, here's the deal, Webster. I want to have you on the Nightly News tonight if you can do it, so you can really put all this forward. I'm going to give you the floor for a few more minutes here. But obviously, we need to do a Skype interview.
Certainly. With glad to do it anytime.
Because I want you to be able to show the article, show the faces. Send us any quick email of any faces or articles you want us to show. We got to turn it around pretty quick to get the stuff together for the interview tonight, 7 o'clock. What do you think of my idea? And I mean, we're launching it to go and demonstrate directly at the Federal Reserve, directly at the oligarch command base.
I think it's a fine idea, and I applaud the idea that you want to get your followers, get your audience mobilized, because I'm trying to do that on my own radio show, World Crisis Radio, because it's the time now to intervene in these things. But intervene means you go in with a sense of program and orientation that a lot of these people don't have. I would propose a couple of points, right? You look at the students, because these are mostly recent college students. I get the impression the people in New York are, they're so young that they were not around to be duped by Obama, or they just caught on with the tail end of Obamaism. One of the things that brings them together is they're all crushed by student loan debt. They have 50, 75, 100, 150,000 of student loan debt at very high interest rates. Now, this is going to crush the future of the United States. So one very obvious demand that I would lead with in terms of intervening in Wall Street and similar groups there: a full amnesty on student loan debt. This is about $1 trillion. Some of it's insured by the government, by Sallie Mae, but some of it's not. I think.
Well, by the way, I don't want to hear this is socialism or something, because here's the deal. We gave $16.6 trillion to foreign banks and then some, And then the conservatives always tell me how great this is. My point is they've destroyed our economy. Like Ron Paul has said, you can't get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid right away. You've got to phase it into new systems. The globalists want to just cut everything off now and then pile all their fake debt on us. That's like shooting a person in cardiac arrest 8 times in the head with a shotgun. We've got to jumpstart things now.
Yeah, so, again, the twin demands that I think would be a leading edge of this is for the people in the Wall Street demonstration that you see, student loan amnesty. Freeze it. You can cancel it. You can freeze it. You can freeze it for 5 or 10 years or for the duration of the world economic depression, whichever lasts longer, and make that into a political question later on. But this is crazy what's being done. There used to be the National Defense Education Act. You could go to college without coming out with this crushing burden. If you want to know how to pay for these things, it's the Wall Street sales tax. It's the 1% tax on Wall Street sales and turnover, especially derivatives. There's buying and selling 3.3 quadrillion of derivatives per year. That's the turnover. There's 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives in existence at any given time, but they're constantly buying and selling them. So basically every derivative turns over at least one time per year. A 1% tax on that, well, if you do the arithmetic, you get into trillions of dollars of income for the federal government. Another thing for the idea, when you talk to a group of these students, you got to say, look, you got to bring in new groups. You can't just be a student rebellion. That has no hope. You got to bring in the broad middle class. What's their problem? Fraud closures, foreclosures. We know that Bank of America has robocops, robo-judges, robo-signers, and robo-foreclosures. They're stealing the homes of people who never had a...
Well, Webster, we've got to end it here, but you're back on tonight for about 10, 15 minutes. I'll give you the floor then to A, go over who's behind the fake revolution, and then B, your ideas for solutions. But absolutely, there are occupations going on at Bank of America who does steal homes, and the media is giving it almost no attention. Again, notice they're giving mushhead communist attention to then scare mainline Americans away to run to Wall Street. Well, my gosh, I don't like Wall Street, but if commies are coming, I better join with the bankers. And meanwhile, the bankers are the ones funding the people to make the stupid communist statements.
Right, and you can see also one of the leading figures of the thing that's going to come together here in Washington on Thursday, and they claim they're going to go on, you know, open-ended too, Van Jones. Van Jones was a czar in the Obama White House, right? This is the guy who he signed some 9/11 document, right, at some point in his life, and they had, you know, they...
You know that was a Cass Sunstein setup, too. I've looked at that. That whole thing was a setup.
But it couldn't be clearer. The Obama re-election strategy presupposes a left-wing version of the Tea Party, where you get a bunch of people out protesting, you co-opt them, you round them up, you keep them vague, you keep them impotent, you keep them disorganized, and then you basically say, well, they're out there demanding freedom and equality and justice, and that's Obama in 2012. That's what they want.
But we're out of time. Tonight, 7 o'clock.
I'll be there.
InfoWars Nightly News. Well, let me put you on hold so Jaron can... And so Duke can line up exactly when we're going to do that interview. I might do
it live,
but you probably want to do it taped. So, because I want to just lay out exactly what's behind it, what their strategy is. This is the birth of the left-leaning Tea Party that calls for communism to steal the money from old ladies and freeze colas and Social Security and pay it to George Soros. So that's all coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Look, I never even got to this article today. Can you document Cam shot this? This is the type of treason I'm talking about, folks. Daily Mail. Cameron defies EU referendum push and insists, I think we should stay in. England has been put in this, never being allowed to vote. And now the euro is saying they'll pay unlimited trillions to foreign banks. It's an economic dictatorship. And this demon, David Cameron, will not let the Brits even have a vote. You know why? Because it's 80%+ in every poll, 87, 82, depending on the poll. It's in the 80s. I mean, this is dictatorship. And he's like, I'm a traitor. I'm handing England over to this. Same thing's happening in Europe. They don't even say it's for the poor people there or communism. They say, we're going to have total implosion of everything if you don't pay everything you got to the bankers. And the military standing by to knock your teeth out. And democracy in Germany's bad. On and on and on. This is what you're hearing. The bankers think you're idiots, man. Wake up to them. Now I'm going to do 5 minutes into overdrive. We got a minute left here. Gold has exploded up. Silver is up as well. We told you they keep raising the margin on gold so you can't speculate. That's good. As Ted said a week and a half ago when this started, this only knocks out speculators where they can't do this anymore. We want gold to be in a real market. Ted Anderson, tell folks briefly what's happening. I got 1 minute here before the show ends. And tell them the specials and the toll-free number to call and take advantage of the low prices before it goes back to its old high.
Well, right now, I mean, obviously the players are gone that were speculating. Right now, one of the really good things we have is the Campaign for Liberty proof is at 484. That'll be jumping up closer to 500 again. The silver dollar deal for $73 delivered with the two videos, or the video in the book. You know, there's just a lot of things that are going on. I mean, gold hit a high today of $1,665.70. Silver hit a high today of $3,147. It's coming back without the
800-686-2237. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final 5 minutes with Ted Anderson. I meant to get him on earlier. I just forgot to call him. Online, it says the two silver dollars, the American Dream DVD film, and the Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True is 78. But I guess Ted's saying if you call the toll-free number, you can get it for 73. The number is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Or they may not have just adjusted these internet specials that are linked up at the top of Infowars.com. You can see the buy two coins, get two free gifts free, and the shipping. $78.73, it's all a good deal there. I wanted to bring Ted back up because, Ted, you know, we've got a bunch of people. I just saw one of the signs on Infowars, one of the protesters, one of the pre-made signs by the Soros people that says, a job is a right, capitalism doesn't work. Well, we've gotten now 97 years of a banking dictatorship, but they didn't have full control until the last decade or so. We're living under New World Order now. Insider garbage, private bankers who are waging war against the free market, Ted. And we've got to get out to the Federal Reserve buildings and identify the real enemy so that the communist working for Soros can't play the part of the opposition to then raise our taxes and pay it to his greedy butt.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, really clearly, Soros is a central banker supporter, and the central banks are what are driving this country down into the toilet.
God, they love laughing at their idiot supporters. Can you imagine the way they roll talking about these people?
Well, you know, and I have these arguments with even people in my own family. I'm like, they, for whatever reason, they think it's a good idea.
They put Warren Buffett up there going, gee, I'm exempt from taxes. That ain't right. He is on record helping write the loopholes. Man, these guys aren't multi-billionaires because they play tiddlywinks. They're con artists, buckets of pus.
Yeah, you're right about that. And there's this opposition from either side. And I got to tell you right now, the reason why we're having trouble right now is because we have to go into debt just to have money to trade for commerce. And now we're up to debt too far than we can even handle to pay. And, you know, so what do? Well, you rally up the crowds and you say, hey, having a job is a right. Well, it's not a right. You got to go out and work for it. You got to earn your living.
No, you might get a job in a gulag under a thing where it's a right to be a slave for the commies while they live in lavish palaces. Now, Ted, in closing, charity starts at home. You bought a ton load, you know what ton, of gold and silver. Back when we went to this low, gold has now gone up 60, 70 bucks from where it was, silver, $3-4 or even more. In fact, give us those numbers and tell folks a list of specials. Okay, great. It's great to get two silver dollars and two free gifts. That's a great deal. But you got a lot of other gold and silver. What are your best deals? You got 2 minutes, list it all.
Yeah, sure. Well, American Eagles right now are at 1775.30. British Sovereigns are at 454. The franc coin, which we give away a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, is 362. I mean, there's a long list of different things. I have Walking Liberty Halves right now at $15. I really like that Campaign for Liberty coin. You want to support Ron Paul? Pick up those. They're in a leatherette case. They're proof. A beautiful coin. There's only about 200 of them left in the entire supply. Then they'll be gone. You can't get them anymore. And, so if you want to take advantage of something, that's a quarter of an ounce gold coin. And you're helping the cause. I mean, there's just... right now, whatever you're picking up, whether if it's the survival bags of dimes or, you know, you name it. I mean, right now, if you're getting into the gold and silver market, you're taking advantage of a time where the market's been kicked down by the central bankers. They're the ones who decided to raise the reserve requirements.
And by the way, Ted, I should add, J.P. Morgan is still saying 2,500 by December. Now, whether that happens or not, the point is we know they're globally devaluing currencies. I use these dips as times to buy. I know I've done that. And I think it's the best move out there. But regardless, Ted's never seen this type of phone calls coming in. People are really getting it now and understand it. So the real market is higher than what they say it is on the news. So we're really seeing that manipulation get revealed. Here's the number to call, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And the paltry profit that Ted makes on this goes to support the network, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Folks, I'll see you all tonight, 7 o'clock, for an extended InfoWars Nightly News, and I'll see you out there protesting the Fed.